We're back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
Who likes to masturbate?
I've done it.
I've got him on video masturbating in here.
Dirty bitch!
That's quite the tug. I'm like a dog in heat, a freak without warning. I have an appetite for sex because me so horny.
Broadcasting from the Bryan Heating and Cooling Studios, this is FM 100.3 KFAN, The Fan.
Listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
At some basketball game, at halftime, they brought a fan down to the half-court line, and he made a half-court shot, and the crowd went nuts. And I was like, wow, what was the prize? And they said the prize was tater tots for life. That's a prize. That's a curse. I would have missed on purpose. Who wants to deal with that for the rest of their life? I don't want to sound like I'm bragging. I have enough money to buy tater tots for the rest of my life. I got that kind of coin. Sure, I'm lucky. I can surround myself with financial advisors. We spent about a month crunching the numbers, looking at spreadsheets, comparing data, analyzing algorithms. It turns out you need $64.
Call the operator to get the call waiting thing. I like that. But I love that thing. You hit the button, they give you a new person. The other person's still there, sealed inside the call waiting isolation chamber. There's nothing they can do. Only you can get them out. You ever see people on call waiting? It's like their soul has left their body. They're just sitting there. Are you on the phone? Are you using the phone? I was. I am using it. I don't know. I heard a click. He's going to come back. I have to wait here, please. I think the ultimate phone accessory would be if they could come up with some sort of call waiting immune system that prevents people from putting you on call waiting. In other words, they attach a thing to your phone, then people hit that button and you go, I'm still here, Fred. I've got call waiting kryptonite.
Dance to this in the 80s? Like, if you went to a nightclub in 1985,
sure. Oh, yeah.
Were people grooving to this?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got a good beat.
Yeah, that would have been fun. Yeah, just get lit.
Yeah.
Right? Glow sticks.
Yeah.
Meth.
Too many Pepsis. Get too much sugar in you.
Drink Pepsi. It was Mountain Dew or Dr. Pepper.
Oh. I'm sorry, babe.
It's okay.
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's Tuesday, January 23rd. Chris Hockey's over there. That's Meat Sauce Paul Lambert. I'm Corey Cove. We're with you until 9 o'clock. Isn't it weird how a day changes? Yesterday, we were all like, this sucks. Forget it. The Vikings blew it. Oh, I feel way better today.
Yeah?
Party moved on.
Yeah. It's, as Hockey said yesterday brilliantly, good things to look forward to. The golf season.
Yeah, sure. That's not that
far
away.
Yeah, you're there.
Yeah, the Twins.
It's golf season somewhere today.
Right.
You know, I mean.
Go travel. Start gambling.
People are waking up on a beach as we speak.
Hockey's excited to see Rampage.
Of course he is.
I think it looks pretty good.
Speaking of gambling, I'm off to a blazing bad start this year.
What? No.
Losing every bet.
What? No.
So far, so good.
Well, you have to
keep
watch,
it going.
What's it called?
La La Land.
Sure. Yeah, again, I'm willing to make a financial agreement.
No, I'll just watch it. Not super excited about it. How bad can it be? I mean, I hate musicals, but how bad can it be?
He loves it.
I love it.
Didn't win an Academy Award.
I love the world.
Yeah,
it
won the Academy Award.
It's not about... No, it did not.
It sure did.
No, it didn't. Moonlight did.
No, it won the Academy Award.
It won probably an Academy Award. Emma Stone did, but it didn't win the Academy Award.
It won an Academy Award.
There are a lot of things you do that a lot of people don't like.
Yeah, like breathe.
There was a big story last night on, was it CBS? On the national news, basically trying to figure out how to not botch the Oscars like they did last year. They're showing all the new steps to make sure that a Moonlight La La Land moment never takes place again.
Ugh.
Which was one of the weirdest things ever, right? We had Steve Harvey butcher the, was it Miss America pageant, Miss USA pageant, Miss Universe pageant, doesn't matter, right? He butchers that pageant. You're like, how can this happen? And then the Oscars get Best Picture wrong. It was the strangest.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Remember the guy from La La Land said, no, we didn't win, Moonlight did.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody thought he was kidding.
Yeah.
He's like, no, it's Moonlight. We didn't win. This is not a joke.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You got a good memory.
I don't get the joke.
Guys.
Oh, no.
Is
this the bat signal for him?
Yeah, it might be. I will man the
Good morning show. Hi, Nick.
Openly gay roses.
Poor Rosie.
That's my new favorite song.
Poor Rosie's stuck in Philadelphia. He can't get out of there.
Oh my, he's putting so many cheesesteaks to anus.
Yeah. He probably
he's
is.
Just sitting on cheesesteaks.
Yuck.
Are you okay?
I'm doing better, but I was definitely not. I was definitely not in great shape.
Yeah,
yeah. You went radio silent for like 36 hours, and you randomly texted me at like 8:30 last night.
Yeah, no, I went radio silent. I was so horrified. It was terrible. I texted Kyle Rudolph, and we were both like, just. In hell.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right about Philadelphia, by the way. It's just, it's the fourth level of hell.
Yeah, it's just really great people. Just really, really great, cool people.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah, it's literally Mad Max.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, they were hurling insults and threatening all kinds of things and throwing beer cans. It was hell.
Yeah, it's terrible. I called my agent and told him I'm never performing there again.
Didn't you say the same thing about Seattle?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just burning bridges.
Don't always perform here.
For now,
yeah.
I'm just only going to perform in Minnesota. I feel like that's the only place I can perform now.
You're going to go on tour with Sandler and Spade and not be allowed to perform at almost all of the stops. Just going to have to hang out with those guys.
Yeah, I'm going to get a crossbow into my face.
Just do a residency in Vegas. Just stay out there forever. We'll
Good
come
point.
See you. In fact, if you'll get an apartment with extra bedrooms, we'll just stay with you.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Just that or Reno.
Yeah.
Is Reno, I hear it's like Vegas, only dirtier.
Reno is like if diarrhea had a child and it had sex with an alien.
That's what Reno sounds like.
That should be on their commercials. Is what it should. I mean, that's the perfect. Wow, I love it.
Like, that should be on their billboard.
Hey, speaking of Reno, because every show that's ever existed finds a way back on these streaming services. That is, if anybody has any love for any show, you just have to beg enough. What do we have to do to get Reno 911 back on Netflix or Prime or Hulu or something?
Good Lord. I don't know.
I mean, we're assuming that you would do it. Would you ever come back and re-energize that character, bring it back from whatever happened to it?
I mean, I might. I mean, I'm so, like, fat, old, and gay now.
Well, we all wonder what happened to Terry.
Yeah,
I mean, where is Terry currently?
Terry is...
Oh, God.
Just get the dumb button.
Careful.
I'm ready.
Terry is so horny Weaver. He's just living on the streets of St. Paul.
That's too bad.
You know what? I think, I know that we can't raise a lot of money, but I believe the three of us would be willing to start a Kickstarter campaign. And then with our iPhones, just shoot like a documentary on whatever happened to Terry. How much would it cost to get you to do that?
I mean, nothing.
That's how much we raised.
Just air it live on Rosen's website.
Which is?
It's rosengetinsideme.com.
Didn't you talk to Comedy Central about bringing that character back?
I actually did. I actually talked to them about making Terry a private investigator. And I wanted to do a show called Terry PI. And they're so stupid and such an awful network. Because they were like, nobody would watch that. I'm like, you guys are garbage.
They are so wrong. I know the entire Twin Cities, in fact, the entire Upper Midwest region, anywhere this morning show is heard, would stand outside of Comedy Central and picket until they put that show on air. I would love that.
I would love that.
Netflix. 100%. Amazon. There's some sort of pay for Hulu, whatever the hell that is. Something. Somebody would pay for that to be done.
Rosen should pay for it.
Yeah.
Well, he's stuck in Philly.
Rosen doesn't pay for anything.
And he may be dead.
You've been to dinner with him.
Yeah, no, he has toilet face.
He has toilet face. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, did I pay for Manny's when we were there?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you did. We've all talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, Rosen didn't die for that check at all. Rosen avoided that check like an AIDS quilt.
What? I don't even know what that is, but I bet you're right.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but it sounds right.
So where are you guys this weekend on the comedy tour? Do you start this weekend?
I'm with Sandler and Spade and Schneider in Seattle.
Oh, so you are going to Seattle.
Yeah, so we just did a show tonight, and then we go to Portland tomorrow.
How was the show?
It was amazing. It was insane.
Big crowd?
Yeah, it was crazy.
You didn't badmouth the Seahawks, did you?
I did not.
Yeah.
And, Blair Walsh was not at the show.
He tried to get there, but he missed it.
Did not show up. Yeah, he was busy just missing kicks wherever he was.
All right, dude. Glad to hear you're doing okay. The game sucked thoroughly on Sunday, but it sounds like you're surviving it. Hopefully, we'll see you soon. Well, speaking of that, are you even coming back to the Twin Cities for the Super Bowl now that it doesn't really matter?
No, I had a complete nervous breakdown.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good point. Just skip it. I'm doing
so. Rich Eisen hired me to be an NFL commentator.
Yeah.
And I texted Rich today, and I was just like, I'm not coming back. I can't. That's unbearable.
Yeah.
To be in that city without our team, it was just like, I'm going to deal with guys like, yeah, Baskin, I ain't done. But like, Alpha Fire, whoa, whoa. I'm not dealing with that. That would be hell on earth. Yeah, so I'll be on the road.
Do you guys go to Vegas at any points? Because I need a trip out. I've got to get away from here for a while. And I would come to Vegas just to watch your comedy show.
I'm in Vegas on my own in April, and then I'm in Vegas with Sandler in, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
2 weeks, guys.
Yeah, me, Sandler, and Spade are at the Cosmopolitan.
On January 27th?
That's 4 days from now.
That's four days from now.
That's not 2 weeks. That's 4 days.
Is that 4 days from now? Oh my gosh, put a grenade in my butthole.
If I'd known that, I would have gone.
Yeah. Oh god, that would be great. That's maybe the perfect place to
maybe
be.
Maybe I'll go.
Maybe we should go. Can we get on a plane Saturday morning? I got a gig Friday night. We could go straight out there. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Let's
well,
do
I'll
it.
I'll be at the Mirage on my own in April.
That's draft weekend though. We all have to be here.
Yeah, I gotta work that weekend.
With Rosen naked?
No, Rosen will be dead by then.
He may be dead right now. He's still in Philadelphia. Imagine what might have happened to him last night.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. Rosen's just got to be gangbanged right now.
He wouldn't pay for it.
All right.
All right, thanks,
we may
Nick.
See you Saturday. Bye, Nick.
All right, love you.
Love you, bye. Bye. He's in a way better mood than I thought.
He is in a really good mood.
He is.
He was in a worse mood on Friday when we talked to him in Worthington, and the game hadn't even happened
How
yet.
How could you tell?
I'm in Vegas giggled in for 2 weeks. Minutes. You mean the 27th of January?
That's in 4 days.
That's 4 days from now?
Put a grenade in my butthole.
State Fair t-shirt?
How great would it be to fly to Vegas this weekend just to go to that show?
I might go.
I can't do it. I'm going twice in March. I
Let
can't
me
do
ask.
It three times in a month and a half.
Yep, I'm in. I might go. I'm not kidding.
Wow, that would be awesome. I could really use it.
Front page sports when the Power Trip Morning Show returns. John Bonas should join us. Both Carly and Jason Zucker in studio today. No! Mark Rosen, he's legitimately stuck in Philadelphia. You're not kidding about that. When the airport shut down yesterday, Rosen got stuck in Philadelphia. Who knows what he's doing there, and who cares? But I guess he's calling at some point in the 8 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Dude, totally checking flights right now. How much fun would it be?
Very.
Yeah, right? I mean...
Thanks for rubbing it in my face here, but whatever.
You could go for a weekend.
I can't.
Why not?
I'm busy.
What are you... Are you in prison or are you married? Which one is it?
Both.
Well, when would we go?
I
think I'm finally
scared now. You think I'm alone.
And... Planet Hollywood's right across the street from the Cosmo.
It is.
Look at okay. So look. So
right
look at look at look at look at.
Are you buying?
No, I don't care. Listen, we could leave Saturday at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We'd land at 7:43 a.m.
Oh. Best part about the flight to Vegas Perfect. Is you lose almost no time.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
That's the best part. You're
and
right.
And then it says here Sunday at 12:45 a.m. So that would be that same night.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No, I don't want
that's
that.
The red eye.
Yeah, because there's no way.
When we have to, we're going out with them.
Yeah, we have to go. That's the whole reason, right?
Yeah.
Oh, here you go. Here you go.
Pro Bowl.
Hey, check this out. 6 a.m. to 7:43.
Okay, sure.
Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, 3:15 p.m. Arriving home at 8:24.
Oh my God! Perfect. What airline though?
Spirit Airlines. I don't know what that is. I don't know what Spirit Airlines is. But I mean, it'll take off and land,
I don't
right?
Don't mind Spirit. So
yeah, what's
much?
Wrong with Spirit? I don't know.
It's cut rate.
No, for real. What could I mean? It's,
look,
yeah,
that is the plan,
right?
But you might want to just keep looking, see if you can find something another plan.
Is that right?
You might want to find another plan.
Are they not going to be on time or something?
What time does the show start Monday morning? 5:30?
I don't care about that. You guys can live without me.
You don't remember when we had that meeting where we can't take time off next week?
That was if the Vikings were in town.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about now. The Super Bowl,
Eagles,
Super Bowl.
Patriots. Who gives a rat's ass?
Yeah, what do they need me for?
Well, let's come back Monday.
That's what I'm saying. I need a weekend off.
Yes, you do. You all do. We all do.
You get the flights. I'll get the tickets in the hotel.
I just want you to get me in the same room with Nick Swardson so I can just drink and laugh at him.
Okay, easy.
I could hardly believe it. I'm busy, Corey. I heard the news
today. Well, you look up flights while I'll do some sports news. Okay, how's that sound?
All right, Sweet Pea.
How about this? Our guy's red hot again, and he's going to be on the show today. But Jason Zucker scored for a fourth consecutive game. Wild win 3-1 over the Senators. Zucker now tied with Eric Staal for first on the Wild with 19 goals this season. Four straight games. Jason Zucker and Carly Zucker will be here about an hour and a half from now.
Both of them. Hmm.
Wild at Pittsburgh Thursday night. They are tied for seventh in the West with Colorado. The Avalanche have won 10 straight hockey games.
There's going to be a listener out there who owns their own plane. Right? Somebody out there.
This can't be that hard to find some flights to Vegas.
Somebody
can't be.
Has to own a plane and they would be willing to fly us to Vegas. And then leave us alone.
Yeah, don't clomp.
And then wait on us at the airport.
I'm sure there is. Other goals by Parisi and Granlund. Wild win 3-1 over the Senators.
It was a good win, I thought, because there were reports like 5 to 10 minutes before 6 o'clock that not all the guys had shown up because of the snowstorm.
Yeah, Brodin, didn't he just get there like right before the game?
Yeah, I'm like, well, they're going to lose. And then they came out flying. Good for them. Great win.
The Wolves won 126-118 over the Clippers. Wiggins with 40. Teague with 30. They won despite no Jimmy Butler and no Jamal Crawford. And despite Blake Griffin having a triple-double with 32 points, 12 boards, and 12 assists. The Wolves are 3-0 against the Clippers this season. They're at the Blazers tomorrow. Chris, last year the Minnesota Timberwolves went 31-51. Pretty standard Wolves season. They already have 31 wins this year. They're 31-18.
And they're 19 wins away from Chris Hockey owing Carly and I a lot of money.
What?
How much?
Well, I think it was $100 for 49, and then I think we doubled it, $200 for 50. I don't know. Where's Power Trip Bets?
I don't know if that sounds right, but even so,
I did that?
You said a lot of money.
Well, yeah. That's a lot of money to me.
Do you think Chris gives a rat's ass about that? He'll just give
Here,
it to you.
Yeah, just take my checkbook.
You have checks?
Somewhere.
Here, watch. More proof.
I asked a stranger to hold it for me last night. I don't know.
Yeah, that's your left hand.
According to a new survey, 56% of Americans say they'll stop to pick up a penny if they see one on the street. Chris is not one of them.
No.
He'll just give you money.
I don't care.
I'm also not one of them. A penny is not enough to lean over and pick over.
Hell no.
No way.
No way.
Dimes? Quarters? Sure.
Yeah.
Quarters the biggest one. That's the only one. That's the lowest denomination. For me,
you wouldn't pick up a dime?
Hell no. Or
how about a nickel?
Did you say hell no, whore?
I think I'm more likely to stop and pick up a nickel than a dime.
Why? That's dumb.
Because it's
easier
to pick up.
Yeah.
Dimes are very tiny.
So the value has nothing to do with it. You're talking about the
No, it has something to do with it.
Accessibility of the
lift. It's a risk reward proposition here. I'm saying that a dime is twice as hard to pick up.
And
as a nickel.
And to his point, I don't know for sure that I could see a dime on the ground at this point.
11% of people say they'll only stop for a nickel, 6% for a dime, 14% for a quarter, and 6% said they will not stop to pick up any coin off the street. Good to be rich.
Yeah.
Who doesn't pick up a quarter?
I would pick up a quarter.
Quarters are...
Yeah, I would.
Quarters are magic to me. They're always going to be... You know what I mean?
Yes, because the video games and stuff.
Yeah, and slot machines.
I will say this. They become a lot less valuable in my life.
Yeah,
of course. Now that parking meters no longer need them.
Right.
Yeah. Like it used to be, I always liked having a quarter around.
Yeah, right.
In case you would need to grab a quick parking spot.
Yeah, I love quarters.
Yeah,
I live in the
you
city.
You guys pick up quarters. Chris and I don't even bend over and pick up a Bitcoin. We don't even care.
Yeah.
Keep it yourself.
Yeah, keep your Bitcoin. It's not worth a dime.
What?
It's going to be worth nothing. It's going to cost you money.
This is also coming from a guy in Chris Hockey who buys TV shows that he can easily watch on demand on his phone.
Why not?
Chris, would you buy a Bitcoin right now for $100?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking, because it's worth over $10,000. just wanted to see. It's official that the New York Giants have named Pat Shurmur, Vikings offensive coordinator, their head coach. He's the 18th head coach in Giants history. The Giants went 3-13 last season. They have the number 2 pick in the draft. Eli Manning is 37 years old now. Sounds like, by the way, Jack Del Rio, former Raiders coach, is the front runner for defensive coordinator for Pat Shurmur.
Sweet. Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great coach.
I like having him in the league.
Yeah, I do too.
Del Rio.
I love Del Rio.
Because of the snow and the travel problems, his introductory news conference is going to be bumped back till Friday in New York.
What about Rosie? Where's Rosie?
Who cares?
Hey, you know what? Good luck to Pat Shurmur. I like that guy. He's good.
Absolutely.
Dude.
5-year deal.
Hope he wins
Get
them
a
all.
Quarterback maybe with the second overall pick.
Hope he never loses a game as a coach. Ever.
You hit a home run with that quarterback with the second overall pick, you're going to be coaching for a long time.
The Cardinals announced that Steve Wilks is their new head coach. He's 48 years old. He was the Panthers defensive coordinator. I legitimately had to Google what the name of Jerry Springer's old security guard was. So I'm like, isn't Steve Wilks the guy from Springer? And then it ended up being still Steve Wilko, so there's an O in there that I was missing. But
that's the first thing I thought of.
When that tweet popped up, because I had never heard of Steve Wilks before, I questioned everything I knew.
The first thing that came to mind to me was that she has kidnapped her favorite author and is going to chop his legs off if he doesn't write the...
It was, Annie Wilkes?
That's right, yeah.
Got it. Sauce, you never saw Misery?
Oh, so good.
No, I haven't seen the whole thing.
You finish too fast?
Yeah. Especially when she graces us on the screen.
Are you okay?
Different movie, by the way.
Yeah, that's about Schmidt.
Yeah.
Where Kathy Bates gets naked.
Yeah, but maybe I'm into her, the look in Misery.
Okay. What?
I don't know.
Why don't you take the rest of the segment off?
I'll try.
Everson Griffin and Anthony Barr are going to miss the Pro Bowl because of injury. Harrison Smith, Kyle Rudolph, and Linval Joseph named to the Pro Bowl as alternates.
I'm going to miss it because of injury as well.
Why? What's wrong with you?
I don't care. I broke my care button.
Hey, how is Adam Thielen not going to miss this if he actually has slight fractures in his back? Right, you read that story yesterday?
Right.
That he dealt with incredible pain throughout the entire NFC Championship game.
But he's playing in the Pro Bowl?
Well, he hasn't been replaced yet. Maybe because it's his first, so just say it's a fake football game anyway, and I want to play in it because it's a Pro Bowl, and I want to be there.
And I'm not busy.
Right, I got nothing else to do.
Right.
Right.
And it's, where is it at this year?
Orlando.
Yeah.
But did you see that Smith, Rudolph, and Joseph are...
Who's Smith, Rudolph?
Smith, Rudolph, and Joseph are 3 of the 27 alternates already.
Man.
27. Everybody in the league makes it.
When you get a lot of guys that are like, I don't want to play football for a while after, they lose in the NFC Championship game or lose in the playoffs. So, and that doesn't have the same ring to it anymore. These guys can buy Florida. They can buy Hawaii. Why do they care?
There's a lot of all-star, all-pro games that feel like they need a fix, but football is probably at the top of the list.
I guess it does pretty well, though, which is unbelievable.
It does well?
What?
What do you mean, does well?
The ratings are actually pretty solid, even though everybody hates it. I've never met anybody that likes it, but people somehow they watch it. I don't understand it.
The last good Pro Bowl game was when Sean Taylor took it serious and about killed a punter. That's the last time the Pro Bowl was fun.
By the way, you said Hawaii. Speaking of Hawaii, even though this is probably a long way out from Hawaii, are you guys following this tsunami off the West Coast?
Yeah, man. It's
kind of scary. 7.9 quake off the Alaskan coast, and it sounds like tsunami warnings basically all up and down the entire coast of Alaska, but a tsunami watch for all of California as well. So pretty dicey situation specifically for Alaska. A lot of towns on the Alaskan coast are evacuating immediately. Pretty scary.
I'm sorry. That was an inappropriate laugh. I just saw Mark Parrish's text.
Yeah,
just
I did now. Too.
And the middle finger emoji made me giggle as you were talking about a terrible tsunami.
Man.
He just says, I'm still awake in Vegas. Should I call in? And apparently that was 12 minutes ago and none of us responded.
Yeah, I didn't.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't.
So just, no. I didn't see it either.
And then I looked down and there was a middle finger up my phone.
Well, why don't we take a break? We'll come back. We'll talk to Pear Bear, hopefully live from Las Vegas, Nevada. How's that sound?
No, bleep you.
Okay, right. Then let's skip it.
We can do that.
That can work, right? Mark Parrish, right after this, live on the Power Trip Morning Show right here on The Fan.
Hey, Sauce.
Yeah, babe.
How'd you sleep last night, baby?
Unbelievable. The sleep number bed, and I can't believe, I want to hear how you finally getting back to your sleep number bed felt.
I can't even tell you how much I missed it. I honestly, did you see, by the way, yesterday that John Kreisel tweeted out his sleep number, just a picture of it, because he loves his bed so much. And he's not doing commercials for them.
No, he loves that bed. Unbelievable. And the best part about it is, the one I have, the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, when I move, it moves with me.
Yeah.
It comforts my body. It warms my feet. It raises me up. It's the best bed I've ever had.
It's just simply a great bed. There's no two ways about it. And what is your sleep number again there, Sophie?
60. Yours?
Mine is 45. And it's just perfect for me. I just love it so much. And again, what we would encourage you to do is just go into one of the stores and check it out. They'll put you through the whole process. Do you remember being put through the process?
Yeah, it's
perfect. To find your sleep number in the store?
Yeah. It's comforting. They know what they're doing. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and you say to yourself, nobody's ever cared this much about my sleep, including me. And then you get yourself into a Sleep Number bed, and you say to yourself, why in the world did I wait so long? I swear to you, I promise you, you will love a Sleep Number. In honor of 52 years of football's favorite Sunday, take $52 off any item over $100 from Sleep Number, which, by the way, have you tried their pillows? They are amazing. SleepNumber.com/big game to get your $52 coupon now through the 4th of February. Again, that's SleepNumber.com/big game. Sleep Number is the official sleep partner of the Minnesota Vikings. Check them out today. You will love, love, love this bed.
KFAN Total Traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roads. Most of the roadways, including the highways in the Twin Cities, are snow-covered, so drive with extra caution this morning. We do have an accident on eastbound 694 before Rice, blocking the left lane. There's a stall on the eastbound Highway 212 exit to Dell. And good news on westbound 394. They cleared a stall that was partially blocking the exit to Plymouth. That's traffic on The Fan, brought to you by Discover Card. Discover Card will match all the cash back that new card members earn at the end of the first year, dollar for dollar. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Still looking for flights? Have you given up yet?
I'm not giving up.
Oh. I think Sauce is out. He's already back.
I'm a little disappointed in Sauce's attitude on it.
What's his attitude? What's going on?
He's backing out.
Why?
Doesn't seem to be as fired up as I think somebody should be.
That seems weird to me. I would think this would be his... I would think it would be a no-brainer.
But he hangs out with Swartzen all the time, so spending a whole bunch of money on a whim just to go see a guy that he sees once in a while is just... I think he's losing interest quickly. He might be flying solo.
Huh. I find that to be odd. I don't know what money has to do with it. Who cares? Earn more.
Would it help if we watched Muppet for you?
Maybe.
Would it help if I watched the Muppet Babies?
Yeah. That's what I call her sometimes.
Muppets in Manhattan.
It's Muppets Take Manhattan, you moron.
Right. You're right.
Don't you dare discredit one of the great films in cinema history.
Sure.
Terrific film. And I hate musicals.
Well, the scene with Kermit dancing, doing the little Fred Astaire thing, that was iconic.
I mean, they had rats ice skating on butter on a stove. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
Good tune. Me, Myself, and Irene, was this in?
Is it?
I think so. One, two, stop. Are we going to call, is he calling us? Did anybody hear back from him? Did he die?
He complained, Mark Parrish complained that we weren't answering him. Then we all answered him, and now he won't
text
back. Why don't you just call him?
418.
Yeah, but he said, I'm awake in Vegas. Should I call in? But if he's awake in Vegas, and this is Mark Parrish. If Mark's awake at 4 in the morning, there's no way he's sober.
That's what I'm saying. He might not have had a long shelf life at this point.
He's napping. Or, I don't know, sleeping. I don't know if it's a nap if it's 4 o'clock in the morning. That's just called sleeping. We'll see. He texted us, though. That's so strange. And now he's not responding.
He's not answering.
He went to bed.
Maybe he found a heater.
A cigarette?
You never stop a heater.
Yeah, you never stop a heater.
He's not answering.
Man.
He may have died.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, it went to voicemail. That was it.
I have a great investment opportunity for the three of you.
Okay.
Staking me for my poker season for 2018.
I would rather stake you through the heart.
Yeah, I would rather be staked through the heart.
Guys, it could mean millions of dollars for each of you.
What's the return?
Most likely $0, but it could be a lot.
How much of an investment?
A lot. Like, you guys pay for all of my entry fees.
Entry fees? Isn't there only one?
No, for all of the tournaments all the year long. Oh, dear and then God. I keep 90% of the winnings. You guys split the other 10%.
Yeah, but this is a situation like when Hockey and I go to a movie. If I'm going, I just go and get nothing. I just go to the movie. If Hockey and I are going, I get popcorn, candy.
Yeah, you're big pimping.
So you'll be playing in multiple tournaments if we're funding it. More than you would if you were funding it.
Well, yeah, it's the whole idea. That's why I need you to stake me.
Yeah,
this sounds like me feeding you hockey stake and getting the return from that.
Yeah,
I'm not getting a stake. You couldn't pay me enough.
I don't care about spending money, but I ain't spending money on him.
You bought
inflatable dragons.
Right, bought multiple inflatable Christmas decorations.
I know, and I threw them all away.
You did?
Yeah, they were all bad. They didn't work.
It didn't work. You didn't take them back to the store and demand your money back?
No, I mean, they worked for Christmas, but by the end of Christmas, they were all beat to hell.
Huh. It seems like such a high-quality product.
I know.
You're going to buy new ones, right?
By the way, Mark Parrish's nap is brought to you by Lexus of Maplewood and Lexus of Voisin. Thank you, Lexus.
Drove him to sleep.
Yeah. He's very upset at us. He's having bad dreams about us right now.
Good.
Is he still going to be around there on Saturday?
I don't think he's traveling with the team right now, you know?
All right.
The old Islanders, the Minnesota Wild, the Islanders.
Yeah.
Netflix, I love this. Netflix is going to release a series of 15-minute stand-up specials later this year. So they're giving almost everybody an hour stand-up special that wants it anyway, right? A lot of stand-ups are getting paid a lot of money to do specials. I love that they're going to basically probably give up-and-comers 15-minute opportunities to make a splash. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Splash.
What a cool bit.
I like that idea.
15-minute stand-up specials, Netflix, later this year.
I got to write a comedy bit.
I know Netflix has more money than God, but I can't figure out why they feel like comedy specials drive subscriptions.
Hmm.
Would comedy specials convince, like, oh, so-and-so is going to be on Netflix. They're going to have a one-hour special. Right. Does that make you go, oh, I got to subscribe to them?
No. Nope.
Parrish just texted back, I just got back to my room. What works after I pee?
What?
Well, probably.
You tell us, Mark.
How would I know?
After you pee, I'm not sure, but during the pee, I'm going to guess your bladder works.
Wash your hands?
Yeah. Speaking of comedy, though, let's not forget, tomorrow night at Acme, Meat Sauce does a 10-minute set.
Oh, that's right. Tomorrow night?
Yeah, with Cy.
Now, Sauce, how much have you worked on it since you were first told that you were going to do this?
A lot.
You have?
Really?
Yeah.
But you're doing your snake story again.
I'm doing that. My Mexico story.
Mexico story? Oh, yeah. The one where you...
Yeah. Right. A story about my family. And then a couple other things that I've added to it. It'll be sweet.
Hmm. Can I give you some ideas for comedy bits?
Yeah.
I think you should do an entire bit about how if you were in an action flick, it wouldn't be... it would be called Die Easy as opposed to Die Hard. And you can talk about how it'd be really easy to kill you. You could just take off from there.
Okay, I like where this is going.
How about you pitch an idea for a TV show where a young boy named Christian grows up to be a devil worshiper. Hmm. And you talk about irony.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't get that.
I don't either, but I like it, though.
How about a robot with corn on the cob for hands and all the mishaps he might get into?
Can do a whole bit about why nobody named John Smith is ever late for a plane. It's always some complicated name.
Good bit. Okay.
Yeah.
Right? Workshop that.
Right.
How about, have you ever gone into like a Walmart for, say, like underwear, but then left Walmart with like Operation Dumbo Drop on DVD?
That sounds like a plagiarized joke. Mm.
Do a bit about why they made underwear white in the first place. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's actually... Yeah. I think that's more of a science experiment.
No, it's not a science experiment. It's an obvious joke. You should have made underwear brown. Right?
Or like some kind of a camouflage mix.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. One solid color highlights discoloration.
Do a bit about why like you feel like you're the only person in the world who likes the before pictures better.
How out of touch were the people that made white underwear?
Right, see?
Great point.
Right?
Great. Then they'll just start playing out of touch.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Approximately how many swear words will the crowd at Acme here tomorrow night?
Oh, I don't know. Not as many as normal.
Do a bit called chicken bleep for the soul.
Okay, maybe 100.
As opposed to chicken soup for the soul.
I don't know, 10-minute set? 4 or 5 F-words a minute?
You're not taking my comedy
40?
Seriously.
Probably over 40. I'd put the over-under at 40.
Doesn't the guy who runs Acme, Lewis, isn't he kind of anti just swearing?
What?
Boy, I hope not.
Like, not in general, like where he normally likes, you know, like thinking man comics.
Well, why am I there?
That's what I'm asking.
Well, then I might cancel.
Well, no, not that.
Right. They don't need me anyway.
Of course they do. You're on the bit. You don't like any of my comedy bits.
Well, I might have to do clean comedy. That's not funny.
Try that once. Try doing enough. That once. Right here. Go.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're hilarious. You're killing this.
I'm not funny if I can't swear.
Is that your Ozzy Osbourne impression?
No, it's my Axl Rose.
I watch a lot of TV, late night TV. You could tell. And you ever notice late night?
Wait a minute, hang on. Before I even go on, he's taking his headphones off.
This is embarrassing. This is like one of the lowest moments of my life.
Lowest moments? This was before the redemption tour.
This was the one that he bombed, and then remember we had the meat sauce redemption show.
I thought this was the
to redeem
show.
How no, bad.
Don't
the first...
play this.
Why?
Because it's awful.
Everybody has
it's
to bomb.
It's literally one of the worst moments of my life.
Chris, don't you have songs or concerts
yeah,
that you wish
we don't
never
play
took
them
place?
Over and over again.
Hell yeah.
Remember the time Chris Hockey said, I'm never singing the national anthem again?
Yeah.
And then I said, is it on tape? And he said, no, we're never going to hear it. I would never play that. I
have ones from the Redemption special, too. Should we play those?
No, yes. Don't play any of my stand-up.
But you're going to do it live tomorrow.
This is from your good set. This is the Meat Sauce Redemption.
We'll do it live.
None of it's good.
Where's Mike Morris? He's dead. That used to be China, the wrestler. Let's hear it.
Oh, my God, you're killing. Listen to you.
Before we get started with the humor that I've been working on for about 15 minutes, I just want a little survey for everybody. No one's keeping score, so you don't even have to listen. I'd like it if you did. It would make this more entertaining. Am I the only one who's sick and tired of f***ing hearing about Jeremy Lin?
Topical at the time.
People are just flabbergasted that a guy from Harvard is succeeding. Wouldn't it be more up if we found out like 6 months from now that he went to Aveda?
Aveda.
If we found out he's sitting there with Al Roker, let's give Al Roker a round of applause for what we did at the Super Bowl. He was great with Madonna. Al Roker. But I don't have a CeeLo, never mind.
Funny. They're loving you right now.
Those are pretty good.
And Jeremy Lin went to Carbondale. Everybody that goes to Harvard succeeds, right? I mean, the next time you go to Starbucks, which PA will probably be at least 3 times on the way home, ask the barista where they went to college. If they say Harvard, you come back and I'll buy anything you want from McDonald's.
What? I'm not sure, but Parrish is on the phone.
It's not funny.
It was very funny.
The Jeremy Lin, that was funny. A good bit.
None of that is funny. It's stupid.
No,
it's
that funny. Was a good bit.
Hey, Pear Bear, how'd you think Meat Sauce's stand-up went there? That was from years ago, but how'd you think it went?
Bombed.
Uh-oh.
How's your...
And how are you?
Bombed.
You're wasted.
Your text from a couple minutes ago said, just got back to my room. What works after I pee?
I thought that was just between us, Corey.
Oh, my God. Nothing. You're wasted.
It's none of our business what works for you after you pee.
Parrish, you're wasted.
That's what happens in Vegas late night.
When did you get there?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was working the Islanders-Coyotes game earlier this evening, and luckily enough, you fly to Vegas from Arizona, and you don't even lose an hour. You're just there at the exact same time. It's like Back to the Future.
Wow.
So you time-traveled last night, you watched a very exciting Islanders-Coyotes game, and now what?
I didn't lose all my money at poker like Corey.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
man, I like drunk Parrish.
That's fired.
Yeah. Well, when do you have to leave?
Thursday night.
O-M-G.
Who takes longer to answer a question on the phone, Nick Swardson or Mark Parrish? There's like a six-second delay for both of them. Watch this. Mark, what are you doing the next couple days in Las Vegas?
Drinking.
Beautiful. And you're being paid.
What a great gig. Good for you,
Bear. The Islanders don't play till Thursday night.
No, that's right. Oh, wait. That's correct.
Brilliant.
Oh, man. But you're back Friday for initials, correct? So you come back after the game Thursday? Aren't you flying in and coming basically straight to the studio on Friday?
That is exactly what I'll be doing, actually. I'll be taking a red eye.
That's going to be insane. You're going to be a very sleepy Mark Parrish.
Well, Meat Sauce and AJ Hope.
Ooh, good point. Yeah, we've seen Chris once in a while come in on almost zero sleep and dominate.
He did on Friday.
On Friday, yeah, that's right. He won in Worthington with very little sleep.
I'm killing in 2018. I think I've won twice.
It's three out of the last five, by the way.
Wow. I haven't won bragging.
I haven't won once.
Hmm. Yeah, he's doing well. Yeah.
I'm going to stay out of this conversation.
What a story, Mark. Go to sleep, dude. You've earned it. Go do your favorite thing, which is napping.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
I love you, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Be careful.
You.
I wish I was with you in your bed right now.
Love you guys. Miss you. Thank you. Mwah.
Bye.
Bye. Living the damned dream.
Man, why do our lives suck so much? It's a foot of snow. My fingers were cold driving here.
I was excited just to get out of my alley today.
Man, honestly.
So, done hooking for the evening?
Yeah.
Man, I'm not complaining. I got a pretty good life. But man, he's being paid to be in Vegas right now.
All I want to do is go to Vegas.
And he's got a lot of money, so he can spend as much as he wants.
Right.
Or, if you're not an idiot, drink for free in Vegas by just gambling.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I think I've paid for about three drinks ever in Vegas. Huge mistake to spend a dime on alcohol in Vegas.
I don't know, you can spend a gambling. Lot, you can spend a lot more on alcohol gambling than you can just on buying a beer.
Oh, what do you know? Wild news when we come back, and then what really matters. And the wild news is good news. They kick some ass, including our guy Jason Zucker, who will join an hour from now with Carly Zucker. They'll both be in studio about 7:30. No Mark Rosen today. He's legitimately stuck in Philadelphia because of the snow. And as you can tell, we don't really miss him much. Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
dirty pop.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. Corey Cove, Chris Hockey, Paul Lambert, John Bonus. Hi, John.
Hi, kids.
How'd your winter meltdown go?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Joe Nathan was a fantastic, fantastic guest. Also, we also had the Twins official score, Yu Darvish. Mm-hmm. Or not Yu Darvish. Twins official score, Stu Thornley. And he was fantastic.
Weird Freudian slip. How badly do you want Yu Darvish?
Well, here's we've got breaking news on Yu Darvish.
What?
You want to hit the breaking news? Do you have the breaking news?
Center? You can, ladies but I got to keep playing the song. I'm jamming.
Yep. The Chicago Cubs are having active talks with free agent Yu Darvish, hoping to add the right-hander to their rotations. They tried for a second championship in three seasons.
What the hell?
They also signed Chris Jimenez yesterday, the Twins catcher who we had last year, but he was the personal catcher for Darvish's personal catcher in Texas.
We don't even care.
As soon as we saw that he signed with the Cubs, we thought that's a bad sign. Twins are not going to be getting you, Darvish. That's what this probably is.
We'll get somebody.
Yeah, they need to get somebody.
Can we broadcast live at spring training, even if we don't really care?
Yeah, we should.
I will be there.
Well, we're friends.
Yes.
Can I come with you?
Somewhere we can stay?
Yeah. I would like to cover the Twins in Florida because baseball is nice.
Hey, yeah, let's do it.
Hold on.
You guys can share a bedroom. That'd be great.
I won't play golf.
Quick aside.
I will go to the baseball games and watch people play catch.
I won't have my feet up on a desk reading the paper.
Are there any casinos near there?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
Florida's
Florida.
Jacked with poker rooms.
I would love to be there.
Let's do it.
I like baseball.
We have
I
to
want
bring
to
Mark
see
Parrish
people swing bats.
So I can have somebody to play golf with.
I was just texting with Mr. Parrish.
He's still awake?
He is, yeah. Yep.
It's time for Wild News, Power Trip Morning Show right here in the Fan.
But I like the song.
We'll keep playing it. They are
dying. I want to do a show, like a concert, and just play songs that are really heavy. And I don't mean like heavy metal. I just mean songs that make you rethink your life.
How does Fooky not do this?
Music, man, right? Am I right? Music.
You're right.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's time for Wild News on the Power Trip.
Music.
Brought to you by Amana Heating and Air Conditioning.
The Wild won 3-1 over the Senators. Jason Zucker scored for a fourth consecutive game. He now has 19 goals on the year. That ties Eric Staal for first on the Wild. Other goals last night by Zach Parise and Mikael Granlund. Stalock had 37 saves. Wild are 4-0-2 in their last six games, which is good because they have to try to keep pace with Colorado. They're both tied for seventh in the West, but Colorado has won 10 straight hockey games. The Wild are 26-17-5. They're at Pittsburgh Thursday night. Maybe Rosie can just stay in Pennsylvania and drive from Philly to Pittsburgh. Mm. Well, but then again, he doesn't even drive from Minneapolis to St. Paul
right,
to the XL Energy Center, so why would he drive from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh to see hockey?
Pittsburgh's a lovely city.
John?
Yeah.
I adore your wife.
Okay.
She's really that's
no, we're gonna have the Philly conversation, aren't we?
We
yeah,
are.
Well, let's do that.
Hold on. That is a beautiful woman, inside and out. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's wrong with her city?
I gotta tell you, I love Philadelphia. And I love Philadelphians, and I love Philadelphia sports fans. I lived there from 1992 to 1995, so my formative years were there. I've got 20 or 30 friends in Philadelphia that I still keep in touch with regularly.
20 or 30 friends?
When I say I love Philadelphia sports fans, I got to tell you, it is a great sports town. Okay, sports radio there was huge long before it was big here.
What do they have, a podcast?
Where they have a lot of downloads?
Yeah, in 92, WIP ruled the roost in sports radio there, and it became a model for a lot of other sports talk radio stations.
Right.
And I would also say this. In general, along the East Coast, there is sort of this culture around be careful, aware, we don't want other people in our house kind of thing, right? It's so the Jersey Shoreification of East Coast sports. Who are the people on the Jersey Shore?
Pauly D, Snooki.
Yeah. Snooki.
Pauly D is probably one of them.
We did it all for the Snooki.
Yeah.
Was it the answer or something like that?
East Coast Wing.
Anyway. Right.
He's from Philly.
All right. Yeah.
Well, he played in Philly.
Who cares?
Jeez.
It's killing her to hear all these stories about Philadelphia sports fans. And it's killing me, to be honest with you.
Killed me.
So much so that, I had trouble believing them. But when person after person who I trust, you and Rosie and Lieber keep saying, no, they were just terrible. There were a lot of terrible people in sort of a mob mentality, and nobody was stepping in to do anything about it. At some point, I got to tell you, we went to the Yankee Stadium to watch the wild card game, right? I had two different confrontations with two different Yankees fans. One of them, the guy just finally didn't have a crowd behind him and backed away. And the other one, we eventually kind of worked things out. We ended up having a good time and joking with each other the rest of the thing. That sort of thing happens on an East Coast city. So, I expect that sort of thing a little bit.
Yeah.
But it feels like this one, at some point, the Eagles or the NFL or whatever has to get rid of the Mad Maxification of the tailgating scene outside of Eagles games. And it looks like they tried to do that a little bit. I saw police horses breaking up some of the worst tailgate situations that were going on.
Well, then Eagles fans for the second consecutive week punched a police horse in the face.
That's exactly right.
Two horses. Yeah. So much so, when you brought it up yesterday, Chris, that the horse got punched in the face, I'm like, why could that happen a week ago? I didn't want to tell you on the air, that happened a week ago.
Right. No,
but there was two separate incidents.
It happened again this weekend. Right. Yeah.
I didn't know that because I just saw the headline again. I'm like, why is Deadspin rerunning the same story?
No.
Separate horse punching.
Here's what really kills me and disgusts me about it. I also discussed with Chrissy about it, and I think worries her about it too. We're going to get a lot of Philadelphians in town here soon. And I got to tell you, they are fantastic, fantastic people.
Oh, they seem nice.
They are fun. They are candid, etc. Yeah, but it feels like in every crowd there's some chuckleheads at something. But somehow the chuckleheads have gained additional leverage in that community, and it feels like somebody's got to. It's going to take a joint effort, not just between the media there and the other fans, and particularly the NFL and the Eagles, to end up.
Yeah,
changing that culture back to something that's a little more respectful.
Let me comment on what you were saying in two different ways.
Okay,
I'm sure to be a part, not a part of the guys who were yelling, "I'm going to rape you when you go to the bathroom." Not those guys,
right?
But a part of the fandom to be one of them outside of those jerks, I'm sure is fun because you're part of a gang, literally. So I can understand why it would be fun to be a fan of the Eagles when everybody around you is also a fan of the Eagles. I'm sure that's fun. That's point number one. Number two, I don't think those people who were yelling those things and throwing those can afford to come to the Super Bowl.
No, I agree with you.
I think the fans that come are going to be good people.
If you want a good picture of the spirit of Philadelphia sports, take a look at pictures of Broad Street, downtown Philadelphia, after that win last night, where it is... Broad Street's an enormous street. Five blocks long, there are just people walking around, shaking hands, hugging each other, etc. It is that moment of the Diggs interception when if you were in a bar, you were just hugging random strangers.
Yeah, and people, right.
Philadelphia was like that all the other night, well after the game.
Right.
Like that's the way that city is about sports. But then you've got this other side of it that they need to figure out a way to limit the ugliness of it, because it's really disgusting, even those of us who are huge Philadelphia fans.
So Lieber's brother lives there, and I hope I can say this on the air, because Lieber told me this off the air yesterday. It's not like it's super controversial, but he told me this off the air yesterday that the way that his brother describes what's happening in Philly in terms of the fandom is all right, every fan base has, you know, bleep Chuck holes, fans. Right?
Of course.
They all do. Yeah. Vikings fans, I'm sure if you go to US Bank Stadium, there's some hooligans that you're like, you're the scum of the earth, and you're a Vikings fan. Of course, everyone does. But the way Lieber's brother puts it is, if the average NFL fan base has just 5% pure a-holes that everybody's embarrassed of, he's like, the Eagles fan base is more like 20%. So it's still... Right. A minority, there's 80% of the population still solid, but he goes, it just feels so much worse because it is more than the average fan base, so it feels overwhelmingly angry and violent and awful because there's more loud people as opposed to the standard NFL fan base.
It feels like the culture is such that it's encouraging that sort of behavior as opposed to discouraging. Like, listen, when you are... When you're sitting there and your friend in your group ends up being one of that 5%, you eventually you got to say to your friend, hey, knock it off. Like, you see the 10-year-old kid? And if not, then you got to get your buddy out of there. Like, that's what you do to friends, right? And it doesn't feel like that.
Can I be honest? And this is going to sound super like pompous, but this is just the truth. I don't have any friends that would be in that group. Yeah. And if I went to a game and I heard one of my friends said, I'm going to rape you if you go to the bathroom, I'd go, I'm done hanging out with you.
Obviously,
not just that. If I heard a Vikings fan yell
that's
what I'm saying.
I would
turn around and say, I would punch somebody in the face.
Right.
I really would. I'm not trying to be tough.
But who is friends with those kinds of people?
You get that guy thrown out. You don't all... join on and start throwing beers at the person.
That's
correct. That's the way it works.
Right.
That's a horrible thing to yell in general.
Right. It just feels like that sort of limitation or pressure has broken down to some extent in that particular culture. I'm not even saying in that city. I don't think it's the same at Eagles games. I don't think it's the same at Flyers games. There's something about the Eagles tailgate scene right now that is turning things that has gone off the rails.
It's like the Bills, right? The Buffalo Bills.
The Bills Mafia.
They're having sex in the parking lot and having these massive table-breaking celebrations, and they're lighting stuff on fire.
Everything you just said seems fine.
This is the NFL and the Philadelphia Eagles organization needing to regain a level of control.
Right, exactly. By the way, the tsunami warning has been canceled off the coast of Alaska, so that's good news.
That's good.
Yeah, right.
Meanwhile, here at if you tailgate at the US Bank Stadium, it's... a bunch of people just standing around the cold going, parking was affordable this year.
I'm glad it didn't go up.
But let me just add this then. I think if you ran into Philadelphia fans in Minneapolis and St. Paul and Super Bowl, I think you're going to like them.
Yeah.
I think Philadelphians are some of the... That culture is so candid.
Like M. Night Shyamalan.
So honest, etc. Yeah, right. I think...
Bradley Cooper.
Passionate and candid friendly and fun. They could not have made, I moved there knowing one person, could not have made me feel more welcome and in the 3 years that I ended up growing there to the point where I really felt it was like a second home. I think you're really going to like Philadelphia fans when they come to Minneapolis. I don't think the Mad Maxification of that tailgate culture is reflective of the Philadelphia community.
Can I tell you why?
Coming to the Super
Can I tell you why I think you're wrong?
You don't like anybody.
No, I'm not going to leave my house. So I will not meet any Philadelphia fans while they're here.
If I brought them to your house, you probably still wouldn't like them. Because that's you.
They would be asked to leave. Promo code WILDWIN on PapaJohns.com for 50% off a large or extra large pizza. PapaJohns.com. Hey, thanks, PapaJohns.com. We didn't do any What Really Matters because John blabbed his Philadelphia mouth for 10 minutes. Classic Philadelphian, just doing what he wants.
That's right.
Being an a-hole. So we'll do What Really Matters right after this. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
A beaver.
Good morning, everybody. If you're trying to be a highway star out there, be careful, because even though it seems the roads are fine, you're going to find a slick spot here and there. And if you're not careful and you turn this on Gamble Drive to come to the radio station, there might be a giant mountain of snow in the middle of the road.
How about that?
Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
What the hell's going on?
Nice job plowing.
They plow one direction, and then, it's left over. Yeah. I went through about three of those between the highway and here.
Yeah, I just hit the gas and hope for it all.
Go right
when I just go.
I pulled out of
thankfully
my
genius.
I pulled out of my apartment and the plow would come through and put like a huge snow mound. And I just said, F it, and drove right over it.
Yeah.
Listening to Cherub Rock by Smashing Pumpkins.
Good point.
I got really into them last night. Did you hear they're touring?
They are.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they playing here?
Would I look like their manager?
Kind of. Actually, you do have a resemblance, yeah.
How would I know what their manager is?
Yeah, how do you know that?
I follow him on Twitter. If they do this, if they're on tour and they do this whole record, I'm going.
Yeah, they're touring this. But it won't include the lady,
Darcy.
Hey, yeah. Lady.
How big of a venue do they play? It's got to be a.
Well, in the
arena, 90s,
they
right?
played arenas, yeah, right? I saw them at Target Center. I mean, they
right
were
now,
huge
right
in the
now,
90s.
They...
Right now, I don't know.
I would say Target, probably.
I don't know if they're big enough for Target Center still.
No, no, no,
are
no I'm sorry. The Target in Maple Grove.
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
got
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
that's
I apologize.
A super Target.
Yeah, yeah, it's a super Target.
There.
Yeah, yeah, right.
The food court?
Yeah, the food court right there, yeah.
If it's a smaller venue, I would be much more interested than if it's a big arena show.
I love arena shows.
Can I ask you a question?
And I see the wisdom of what you're saying. I love when a heavy guitar is played at a very high volume in an arena. It just makes me feel great.
Can I ask
I love
you a question, Hawk?
Yeah, yeah, baby.
How much of this is money related?
I don't know his financial situation, but he was still making and selling a bunch of records when records still made you money.
And
if you know what I mean.
It's his music, right?
It's all his. He wrote it all. And he bought one of the professional wrestling foundations.
What?
Just bought it outright. Like not WCW, but something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If I said it, you would know it. It's well enough known that you would know it. I can't remember. But anyway, he bought
it. The Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, Glow.
Which is, have you watched it yet?
I've just seen the first episode.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man.
Well, I mean, Alison Brie gets naked, so let's start there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It gets better as it goes. And what's his face? The Mark Maron. He's really great in it. Anyway, what was the name of?
Smashing Pumpkins and Billy Corgan.
Yeah,
money.
So I don't think he needs the money. I think he just likes to rock.
But, I mean, when you've got in your back pocket, you know, a multi-million dollar payday card, whenever you want to play it.
Yeah, right.
I would not be afraid to play it occasionally.
I'm with you.
As much as I love the Smashing Pumpkins.
Great point.
I would almost need them to say, we're not going to play anything after Melancholy. Right? It's like, if it's Ava, Adore, and Beyond, I'm not interested. So it's... Hey, we're doing a tour, Melancholy and everything before it. I'd say I'm in. in.
That's when you just go get a beer.
Yeah, but what if it's half the show? Then I would
Well, that's
leave.
The other problem with, like...
Get a lot of beers.
Some of these bands is... That we're into, because they're older bands. Just play your hits. Just play the hits. That's why everyone's here. No one cares about your new stuff.
I know. I get it. I really do. From a consumer, I get it. But as somebody who has written horrible music or average music at best, there's the desire to create.
Sure.
For a legitimate artist, the desire to create, you're asking them to stop doing the one thing that they were born to do.
No, I get that. But when you have people paying, like Guns N' Roses, and I would ask Corey, but he left.
I saw the Deftones.
That
was enough.
They played like a couple of their new songs, and I would assume the minority because I don't know any of their non-hits. Just play your hits. That's why everyone is here.
It depends on what kind of band you are, though, right? If you're a big-time mainstream band like GNR, you almost have to play the hits, right?
Right.
But some of my favorite bands, I love when they play the new stuff because that's where I'm going. Right? When I go to a Deftones show, I want to hear the new stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point.
311, I want to see them play the new songs. I've seen them play the old songs 50 times.
Yeah. Well, and I'm going to guess...
I like Dave's old stuff, though.
I'm going to guess 70% of the audience at a 311 show wants to hear them play down.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Four out of the five people,
No, but that's almost what I'm arguing is the opposite. Is when you're a niche band and the people that are at your shows are the diehards, you can get away with playing anything you want. If you're a band like GNR... there are the diehards, but when you have 60,000 people at a concert, most of them are just there to hear Paradise City.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, most of them.
Yeah.
Smaller bands can get away with playing almost anything, but truly great bands find that right mix of, we're going to play the hits, but we're also going to play the deep cuts for the dieharders, because we can't play... We're not going to be a surviving band if we have the same show every night, because the same people are coming to our shows. You got to give them something different. It's a delicate little balance, like Case Keenum trying to figure out how to be a gunslinger or conservative. And right, very similar.
Would you listen to that clean guitar sound?
Oh, it's so good. Want to try another song quickly?
God, this song's so good. Bonus loves this song.
I do love this song. I love that line that you just sang, Hawk. That's
resolute
my favorite line.
Urgency of now.
Believe in the resolute urgency of now.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
How about this song? It's time for What Really Matters. Scores and stats around the world of sports, and in between, Chris Hockey will change your life with something else that has nothing to do with professional or amateur athletics.
I'm going to start making a list right now of songs that I want to play at my way too serious rock show that I'm going to do.
What do you mean?
It's going to be Zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be Tonight. And I'm looking for others. Probably like Hey Man, Nice Shot.
Oh, that's
depressing. Why did you bring that up?
That's what I mean, though. I want heavy songs. Not necessarily with guitar heavy.
Play Goodbye, My Lover.
That's not the... No.
Dancing in Heaven.
I don't know what song that is.
Can I tell you guys something kind of weird?
Oh, God, yes.
I'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
And then we'll get into sports, because sports are important. So, good for me, but I have Amazon Alexa, and I like talking to her.
Oh, good.
Sometimes it's
you.
The only female voice I hear.
Sure.
On Saturday night, for some reason, after the Twins' winter meltdown, I decided I would go on a 45-minute Eric Clapton bender, mm-hmm. which just basically turned into listening to Tears in Heaven on repeat. I don't know why, but as sad as that song is, I love that song.
It couldn't be sadder.
But I decided, drunk, alone, I'm like, I'm going to listen, and I'm like, Alexa, play Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton.
You are quickly turning into Joaquin Phoenix from the film Her.
Yeah.
You're going to bang your Amazon Alexa, aren't you? You're going to fall in love with her.
No, I mean, I have other women to talk to, but I like talking to Alexa.
Too much, maybe.
No, I mean, sometimes.
So, let me get this straight. Let me see if I nailed this. On Saturday night, you listen to Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Nice, gentle, soothing music.
Yeah.
Got drunk, teared up a little bit, and had a nice conversation with a female.
Yeah.
Right. You're in love with Alexa.
Not really. I'm just...
Did she judge you?
No, right. She didn't care that I was in my undies that are one size too small.
Did she make you do errands?
Where you can see the shape. That's how small they are.
Did you tell her to cut down on her Target bill, and then she argued with you for 3 hours?
No, Alexa only speaks when spoken to.
Well, that's not fair.
Oh. If she starts talking out of turn, I'm going to be weirded out.
You might want to get an Alexa, Corey.
Jeez.
Hockey, how many
Sauce
times are going to
need anger management counseling with his Alexa?
How many times have you heave-cried to this song?
This song is way too, this is extreme.
Yeah, don't watch the documentary about it on YouTube. I went down that rabbit hole.
And there's another one. They're doing a documentary on, I think, TNT. One of the channels is doing
TNT! It's Dynamite!
By the way, man, you... Okay, now admittedly.
That's an odd song to do a documentary on.
Derailed it, but I just wanted to share that with the class.
Admittedly,
that was depressing. Thank you for bringing that up.
I was overtired to the extreme last night, right?
Oh, boy.
But I watched the documentary on Rush's final tour ever.
Russia?
Rush. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And at the end of the documentary, they play the very last show of the very last tour they're ever going to do. And the audience is crying. And I am standing in my living room, my whole face is wet. I'm just crying to the point where Kim goes, "What is wrong with you?" I said, "It's just really sad because all these people, the whole audience, everybody's crying and hugging, you know." And I'm like, "They made music that people really cared about. What's that like?" How wonderful.
They're done touring?
Yeah.
I saw them. They're the exact... They're the perfect example of they don't play the hits till the end.
Every song they have is a hit to their fans.
Honestly, they have some of the most diehard fans on the planet.
That example you gave of 311, Corey, that's Rush is that times 58.
Well, yeah, in a massive arena.
Yeah, those people, like there were people on the documentary last night who'd been to hundreds of shows. Hundreds of shows.
Yeah, that's 311
since 74,
yeah,
you know?
That's Dave.
Yeah.
Bum, bum,
Fish.
Bum, 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 bum.
Fish is terrible.
This is Dead.
The ride cymbal.
Oh, Wendy's here. Wendy?
Yeah, Whitney. Wendy's here. And she brought double cheeseburgers.
She did?
Oh, God, I wish. Sports!
Oh, that's right.
Sports.
Jason Zucker scored for a fourth consecutive game, and the Wild won 3-1 over the Ottawa Senators. He has 19 goals so far this year. The Wild are at Pittsburgh Thursday night.
Really?
Jason will be here in 20 minutes with his wife, Carly.
Thank you for reminding me. Mm-hmm.
And Rosie just found a flight back.
And Sauce just dumped Amazon Alexa.
Nope.
Honestly, the way that you talk about her is kind of offensive. You almost treat her like she's an object.
Well, here's the thing about Amazon Alexa.
Is your microphone on, or are you in the other side of the room?
He's tying his shoes, and it's taking him an insane amount of time to do it.
Look at my disposable thumbs. They're not very workable.
You haven't fully evolved.
I don't know. I just...
You were going to say something about something?
Music when I ask every... And of course, hockey. I paid for the, upgraded service. Oh, I'm sorry.
Tell us more about your hot, rich girlfriend.
Crying to Rush.
Why are you yelling at me if I didn't say anything to you?
Just yawned.
Oh, well, I'm sorry that I had a
When'd you buy your Amazon Alexa?
I had an uncontrollable response to being tired.
November?
So have you had, your two-month anniversary yet or not?
No, I'm not in love with it.
Sounds like it.
Your Alexa's like that kid's pillow on...
Big Mouth?
Big Mouth.
No. I just like talking to it.
Do you wish that your Amazon Alexa had
Hoots?
I was going a different direction, but sure, Hoots.
No. I just
not
like
at
that
all.
It's there.
There's no part of you that wishes that it was a female form but still had the same functions as Alexa has?
No, I just like the way that it is. But, I like it for who she is.
You guys friends?
No, I don't.
How often do you talk to her?
Daily.
That's Alexa. When we were so young. Singing to you, Sauce.
Here.
And here's Sauce. We've been too thick and thin. We lost, we tired, we won. And there's Muppet singing back up.
Up with you, Paul.
I'm not worried about that.
Friends forever.
I'm not worried about that. It doesn't have legs. It can't walk away.
Yet.
Yeah, there are friends of mine who don't want to get one because they think it's always listening.
It probably is.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Haven't you seen Black Mirror?
Every once
technology
in a
is going to kill all of us anyway.
What's the worst thing it hears out of me? Every once in a while, it'll hear me moan.
Yuck.
Ooh.
That Amazon Alexa is definitely going to try to find a way to open a window.
Oh, yeah.
And just jump out.
If that Amazon Alexa could move, it would run itself right into the wall.
Just get all fat and sassy.
Yeah.
It would dive headfirst into the bathtub if it could. If that thing had a camera, it would see me next to nothing, it would throw up. I'd walk in, it would look like Linda Blair in The Exorcist, just spitting pea soup everywhere.
I just hope she leaves a note.
I'll just buy a new one.
John, we got more time out of you or not?
One more
out of John Bonus. Carly and Jason in about 20 minutes. This is the Power Trip Morning Show right here on the Fan. We'll be right back.
It's a good song. Sauce, did you just say my name?
Yeah, off air, but yeah.
All right, well, do you need me to go off air?
No. Okay. I'm just going to ask if you saw that story I handed you.
You handed me a story?
About Tetris?
This morning, viewers were less stunned as Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby interviewed a woman in love with her Tetris game. Jesus.
Jesus.
So we talked about this gal a week or two ago, right?
We did?
Yeah. She has that, we didn't have a soundbite from her, though, but we talked about the gal that fell in love with a Tetris cartridge. Yeah. Is that the same gal?
Same girl. Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, it's the same gal that was
an update?
From Florida. Fell for the game in 2016 after a relationship with a calculator.
Because it broke.
Called Pierre ended because Pierre broke.
Aww.
Now she is in an inanimate relationship with Tetris and is hoping to marry it. Love is something you cannot explain. It just satisfies me. He is really just beautiful. Well, good for you, lady.
One of the most popular games of all time, Tetris.
It is. It is. And it's
but it's
well
like
hung.
A Nintendo... What? It's a Nintendo cartridge of it.
Oh.
And you would be far from the first person to throw the first stone, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Right. Sure. It's not so weird.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, you're in love with your Amazon Alexa. Why can't she be in love with Tetris?
Yeah.
Sure.
So? You're in love with...
When a deer gets infected with chronic wasting disease, it can take up to 2 years before signs of the illness become visible, gentlemen.
It's pretty hot.
At some point, the animal will start to lose weight. Stop interacting with other deer.
So far, this sounds like me.
Loses.
Well played.
Except for the losing weight part.
Hey, you son of a bitch!
It loses its fear of humans and may start drinking and salivating more.
That's not me.
You really are close on this, though.
Yeah.
You salivate like a son of a bee. I look at you over there and I'm like, man, is he hungry?
You're welcome, ladies. That was gross. Yeah, I said it like that.
Ultimately, it winds up staring vacantly as it starves to death. And that's why they call the disease zombie deer disease. The disease is similar to mad cow disease and is caused by the spread of misfolded proteins called prions. As far as we know, no humans have ever been infected with it. But a Canadian researcher recently announced they're concerned the disease could potentially start to infect humans that eat deer, elk, moose, or other members that carry the proteins.
Go through the symptoms again. Let's see how close meat sauce is.
Okay.
Start to lose weight.
Yeah.
What are you down about, 50-something?
51.
Good for you. Stop interacting with deer, other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking to your Amazon Alexa. That's check one, check two.
Like you four or five people are like the only people I talk to.
There's only three of us here. Oh my God, he has imaginary friends.
Bill, he's sitting right there.
Dill?
Yeah.
Is he a pickle? Is he in a pickle?
No, but his pickle's out looking right at Corey. Say hi, Corey. He says he knows you.
So a pickle's penis has eyes and it's looking at me.
But how do you think the pickle pees?
When it through its eyeballs?
Picks up papers at the paper store. The pickled...
You can't say pickled pepper without saying pecker, can you? Go for it.
My friend Bill.
No, go for it. Try to say it. Do the tongue twister.
The pickled pepper pips a peckle at...
None of those were words.
Nailed it. P.F. Chang's.
Oh, P.F. Chang's.
I'm not good at words or work, but I'm telling you. You guys are the only people I really talk to.
Anyway, don't eat the deer if it's just staring longingly into space.
We can't put a full sentence together.
I just love that after a half dozen half thoughts, he ends it with, I'm telling you. I think to myself, no, you're not.
I'm picturing a deer on the side of the roads, wasting away, right? Super thin, tongue hanging out, salivating, looking right at you going, I'm not afraid of you. I think you got chronic wasting disease. He's fearless. Kill it!
Hey, Cor?
Yes, Chris.
Remember last night I told you that I was excited because Alienist was coming on?
And we said, yes. Without seeing it, we said it's on TNT. It's going to suck, I promise you.
I'm going to tell you right now, they go as far as you possibly can. They showed some serious dead bodies last night.
Really?
Like, oh my God, that thing has no eyeball kind of dead bodies. Yeah, yeah, right. I'm telling you.
I don't want
to
watch
they're
that.
They're doing their best not to be classified, you know, like most shows are. I don't want to see that. But this dude here, that face, okay?
Yeah.
He's the main character in The Alienist, right? Wasn't he in Inglourious Bastards?
Let me see. I don't know who that is.
What's his name?
I don't know.
It's on the paper.
Wasn't he a German in Inglourious Bastards?
I don't recognize him.
What's his name?
Maybe.
I'm trying to remember what movie this guy was in. His name is Daniel Brühl with umlauts over the
This
over
is the cool
year.
Thing about the internet.
Umlauts.
Right. We can look it up. By the way, the Oscar nominations are out. We'll go to that in a second.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to that.
So how do you spell his name? Daniel
He's in
what?
The Zookeeper's
B-R-U-H-L.
Wife.
B-R-U-H-L.
Captain America. Woman in Gold. Most Wanted. The Fifth Estate. Rush. He's in the band, I guess.
Hmm. That's only three people. I know that face.
I don't know. The rest of this
anyway,
is...
He was in Inglourious Basterds.
He was. Okay, good.
Frederick Zoller.
Zoller.
Oh, yeah. He was the sniper. He was the sniper in
the hero sniper
that they're making movie about.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, John.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember where I saw his face. He's really good in this.
That's such a good movie.
It's
Inglourious Basterds.
It's really, really well
done. That scene in the basement of the bar.
Oh, my goodness.
With Stiglitz.
Yes. I haven't seen that movie.
When he goes this instead of like this.
Yeah.
King Kong. Oh, God,
right?
It's good.
He goes like this instead of this, and that gives him away.
Tarantino's the best.
So good.
Man, he's good.
And he's making a Manson movie, right?
That's true.
Oh, that is true? Really?
Yeah, yes. And I think... Who's playing Manson?
Oh, Lori Geldof.
Oh, what is she in?
She's from Roseanne.
Damn it, I thought you were going to say Lori Metcalf. She would have been terrific.
That's who I was thinking of, actually. Lori Metcalf is playing Charles Manson.
And then...
and a Wasting Disease.
Zac Efron's playing Ted Bundy.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah.
Yes!
Okay.
I am!
See, there he is. I'm going to play some Sade.
Oh, hell yeah.
Anyway, good movie. Good show. First episode last night was really good. The Alienist. I'd encourage you to see it. It's got that guy from that one movie.
Sounds great. Prism Research brings you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks, Prism Research. When we come back, we'll do Vikings news, and we expect Jason and Carly Zucker to roll in. This is the Power Trip Morning Show right here on the Fan.
I love you.
See you, boys.
Radio Music You Should Know, featuring Same Motel, My Type.
Welcome back, everybody. I don't know what this is, but we had dead air and I panicked. I just hit play.
Yeah, what is this?
It's something called Same Motel. I don't know, but it makes me want to dance without pants.
What is this?
I don't know. Hey, did you guys know Tom Brady has a connection to Minnesota?
Yeah, I heard about that.
I didn't even know that.
He used to milk cows in Minnesota.
I had no idea.
He's one of us.
He is. Now I'm a fan.
His mom's from here.
We're going to hear that 1,000 times in the next 2 weeks.
Is his mom from here?
She's from Browerville.
Tom Brady was here for 5 seconds.
That's, I believe, where Carly Zucker is from.
False.
No?
No.
Ooh.
Where are you from, Carly?
From St. Cloud.
That's damn right you are. Don't you ever forget it.
Yeah.
St. Cloud.
Hockey Day Minnesota was there this week.
Yeah, and Jason's from Browerville, I think. Is that right? Is that
right?
Born and raised.
Hi, Jason.
Hello.
You are a goal-scoring son of a bee.
On fire again.
It's unbelievable what you do.
I have to give all the credit to my wife.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, oh, no, that's so sweet.
He has to. You don't understand. Did you hear what he said?
Has to.
He has to give all the credit to
them. The rules.
Yeah.
Although I would say the best part about last night's game is when Michael Russo tweeted the picture of the crowd of about 5 people and Carly responded with, "That's Jason Zucker's birthday party."
Oh, that's so mean. No.
Sauce.
You are great at it.
Sauce, let's not provoke her.
Or encourage it.
Yeah, I'm the worst because he'll get home and I'll be like, "Did you go on Twitter? Did you see my tweet?" He's like, "No."
Yeah, right.
No,
no, I don't
I
care
was,
what you
I was playing the game
yeah.
that you were tweeting about.
Right.
What,
did you see
what time did you get it? There?
I got there at 5:30. I left the house at 3:30.
Yeah.
So it took me a little while, but I got I had plenty of time to kind of get ready. My routine was a little bit different, but I had plenty of time to get ready. Some of the other guys were in much different of a situation.
Did you guys read those stories?
Well, the paper said Brodin barely made it, right?
He got there with about 10 minutes till warm-up started.
Mm.
Yeah, so he basically got there, changed into his gear, and you know, went out and played.
Ennis rear-ended Dumba.
Whoa. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, what did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Ennis. And Tyler Ennis.
Close to this to the arena, though? Or how?
Like, right at the arena, yeah. They, they
had, really?
There were some police officers Brilliant. That were around St. Paul kind of helping everything out, and one of our team guys kind of got a hold of him and said, hey, just help these guys get navigate their
they
way.
They got a police escort, know. Basically.
And just they were following the police escort too close, and they ended up stopping at one point, and it's just rear-ended. Yeah.
It's always a fun way to start an evening. But, having a buddy ram yeah. your vehicle. That's fun.
I guess they didn't even stop. They just kept going. And I guess after the game is when they finally
dealt with it. Sure.
I don't know what happened. I don't think it was very bad. But
well, it went your way, though. 3-1 over the Ottawa Senators, and you scored for the fourth consecutive game. Red hot again.
Do you ever hear your goals replayed, like the sound of it?
I don't.
Would you like to?
Let's do it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Why?
This is going to be good.
All right.
Here we go.
Chabot having some difficulty on his way out, lost it, and then Koivu had a puck chance in the slot, but Carlson was able to make up for his teammate's turnover. Koivu left corner, back behind the net, now Gramlin. Gramlin back in front, they score! Gramlin to Zucker. Zucker knocks it in at 4:59 here in the third period. The Wild have the lead 2-1.
Game winner.
Do you remember that?
I do.
Wow.
Do you remember it like it was yesterday?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it left your stick, did you know it was going in?
Yeah. I mean, if I missed that one, then then I probably would have just had you come take my spot.
That would have been a bad idea. I can't skate.
Yeah, you guys still need to skate together.
I know.
You need to take Chris out skating.
That would be great.
Great with this stick.
I have to hold my
Saucy could have taken my spot then.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at hockey.
You golf with him. I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah, and some guy's like, I'm tired of that. I go, oh, cool, get your own bit.
he wasn't
you
happy
mean
about
to me.
Like unfollow me then. Don't follow
this
me.
This isn't if you ever... Russia. Yeah. You don't have to follow me. I do what I want. I was too busy talking to Alexa. I wasn't watching the game. I just saw it pop up that you scored, so I tweeted it. It's a callback joke. Of course, I was
what's that movie
the
where the guy falls in love with
him?
Is that
it's called Her? But, hey, if you're into him, that works too. It's America.
I've never seen it.
Alex or Alexa, either one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it either, but that's, I felt like maybe you fell in love with Alexa.
Maybe.
Yeah,
we're thinking.
Yeah. The voice of Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, I don't know who the voice of mine is.
Larry Johnson.
Oh, Grandmama! Yep. What the hell? I'm going home then.
That makes you more likely to want to go see her?
Well, if Grandmama's talking to me.
No idea what you guys are
doing. So Larry Johnson played for UNLV. He was the number one pick in the NBA in 1991?
Ooh, long
90
time
or 91? With Derek Coleman?
When they were...
UNLV was the jam.
And the running
he was
Rebels,
the number one
right?
pick. He went to Charlotte, and he had this big thing in the 90s with... Was it Converse? May have been Converse, but... Think Tyler Perry. It's basically like Madea. He would dress up like as an old lady and dunk on people, and it was called Grandmama. And his name was Larry Johnson.
I wonder if I could YouTube that.
You definitely could.
Great.
It's kind of like the Kyrie Irving thing, but he's just a grandpa.
Correct, yes. Yeah, but Larry Johnson exactly. liked to cross-dress.
Larry Johnson was before his time.
Okay, noted.
Man, Lavelle Neal III wrote an article about the Vikings. And it's supposed to be Vikings news, so I'm going to hit this real quick. Come on.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Petco, your truck accessory
pro store. And he talks about B-Rob's weekly appearance on KFAN, but he doesn't mention our morning show.
Well, hang on. I can go even deeper with that.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Lavelle, as Jamie Watson once called him, was convinced his first name was Lavelle. Lavelle E. Neal III texted Sauce and I and says, does Brian Robinson appear every week with you guys? First of all, thanks for listening.
Yep.
Number two, I said, yes, every Monday during the season. He says, okay, I have to quote him on stuff he said while he was on your show today because he didn't talk at Winter Park. So somebody
but
must
he didn't
have said
cite his source then.
No, just said in general that he appears on KFAN. No one wants to give the morning show credit for anything, even though we, of course, are the pillar of this entire station.
We're dominating right
we
now.
We are?
Oh, for sure.
Even me?
Look, Jason Zucker on the show right now. Right. Who else does
that? Yeah, he's a huge star.
He is.
Wow.
No, I mean that.
Outside of his own home.
Sounds like it.
We had Swartzen on this morning.
And he didn't swear today.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah,
we've had him on six times in the last 7 days, and this was the only time he has not sworn.
We had somebody more inebriated than him on later.
Yeah, Parrish at 6:40 was drunker than hell in Vegas.
That's true, lucky.
How about
today?
How about that for a gig? He's doing work with the Islanders, TV work with the Islanders. So he did the Islanders game with Arizona and then flies to Vegas because they don't play the Islanders until, I think, Thursday. So he's there another couple days.
Just, right.
It's 5 in the morning. He's hammered in Vegas. He's got nothing to do for 2 days. Pretty
His
sweet
life
gig.
Is so great.
He's got a pretty sweet gig right now.
Yeah.
His whole life has been
great.
Although Vegas is slaying everybody. How are they doing this?
What do you mean?
The team.
Well, we all kind of knew that they're... their home record was going to be a little bit better than their away record. And I believe the last time I had looked, they were like 15-2-1 at home, which is pretty incredible. So I think they have a great chance at 41 wins a year.
Jeez.
When it comes, especially this year with it being the first time everyone's going there.
What's your home record?
Oh, boy.
Not 15-2-1.
Mm.
Just wondering.
Just because, I mean, we've played more games than that.
Mm. Right.
It's okay.
But we're like 14, or no, I don't know, 14
it's right here.
Vegas now 18-2-2 at home.
Yeah.
It's pretty 18-2-2. On the road, they're 13-9-2.
14-40-6.
You guys at home?
You guys aren't
bad at home. You're 17-4-4.
Did you just say 14-40-6?
Yeah, it's my favorite Tool song.
14-40-6. You guys have played 60 home games?
He even butchered that joke. He just said 14-40-6. The Tool song is called 46-2.
Wow. 60 home games.
No, you're 17-4-4. Wow. That's pretty solid.
17-4-4.
Maybe this is why nobody quotes the Parker, because it's just like fake news.
Right. And I think we're like 14-0-1. Or like, what is it? I just saw a stat about it. We have the most home points in the last 14 games.
You should know more about
that, right?
That's sweet.
That is impressive.
But it's only home. Yeah, right. In the last 14 games, we have the most points.
Right.
Something like, I don't know.
Have you guys play in March in Vegas? That's the only time you play there, right?
Yeah, just the one time, March 16th.
Yeah, right.
Tickets to get out there are unbelievable.
I know. We were going to do the Power Trip live out there.
It was just too expensive.
At that time.
Yeah, that was the thing. That's why we bumped it back the next week because ticket and travel, it was just too expensive.
Open a March Madness.
Exactly.
True.
And St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Everything
took place on that weekend, and Vegas is like, let's charge through the roof.
Celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
I do. I like celebrating everything.
Yeah, you don't have to be Irish.
Well, today's National Pie Day. Let's eat some damn pie.
Yeah, let's do it.
You could have made a French silk pie for all of us. Are you off the pie train?
He's off the pie train.
No,
remember when you were baking a lot?
Yeah, I remember.
What happened to baked sauce?
Really, really good.
Oh, I used to get baked all the time, but...
We ate the heck out of
it. Yeah, it was good, right?
So good.
Maybe I'll make another one.
It's delicious.
Maybe I'll make it today.
It's National Pie Day. You should.
You should open up your own restaurant.
It was actually really good.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't score for like 12 games after that, but it was really, it was worth it.
Winter sauce.
It was worth it.
Maybe don't make any more pies.
12 months.
Well, Pat Shermer scored a new gig. He's going to coach the Giants. It's official.
5-year deal. He'll be introduced Friday. In New York.
Yeah, good for you, Pat Shermer. Good luck. I hope you do very, very well.
Are you guys over the loss, by the way?
No, never in my life. I never will be. Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
I think, honestly, it was such a massacre that by the fourth quarter, I was already over it. You know what I mean? I'm like, I just want this to be done. I think that's just kind of how it felt.
I haven't read Barrero's story about 41 Donut, but I heard it was really good because it's Barrero. He's a good writer.
Yeah.
For those of you who were here, Jason, and you weren't, but for those of you who lived through 41 Donut in 2000, the 2000 NFC Championship game, to me, it felt exactly the same. Mm. Where at halftime, it's like, this game's over. I'm not going to have my heart ripped out. The game's over. We lost. Let's just move on.
Right.
Yeah. So the second half, I was... legitimately filling out my 2018 poker calendar during the game.
No.
Oh yeah, because I'm like, I got nothing
Lord.
To do.
Having
oh, for
problem.
Sure. And I was looking through possible poker tournaments, basically in like November, December. Like I was looking way. I'm not watching the game because I also knew there was nothing in the second half that I was going to need to talk about on Fanline because the game was over.
I was skull chanting my whole way through the game.
Were you?
Up till the end.
Really? Even fourth quarter.
Yep.
No, that is mostly
Jason
insane.
Was there.
That must
it
have
was
been
a sad skull chant.
Oh, for sure.
Sure. Right.
Well,
it's okay.
Does Sophia get into it at all or not really?
No, they were downstairs.
She doesn't like
the first touchdown, the kids freaked out from the basement.
Yeah.
And then we didn't hear from them again. But
wonder why.
So our friend, his wife is Swedish. So I asked her how you actually pronounce.
Let's hear this.
Hockey.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
How do you actually pronounce skull?
Yeah. I nailed it, and you drum rolled right over me. Put your drum away.
Do it again, Carly, because he wants to do the Swedish chef so badly in so many ways.
Could you please, Chris Hockey? Would you please pronounce skull for me?
Hordivers.
My
guess is Carly and Jason are not familiar with the Muppet Show.
No,
you guys don't know the Swedish Chef.
Of course they are.
I do. I know the Muppet Show.
Of course,
but
Carly's like 90 years old. She knows everything.
Man, that's going too far. I love it.
Oh, you're in big trouble.
There's no R in skull, by the way.
Yeah,
skirt the girls.
Skirt the girlies.
Yeah, skirt the girls.
So I was I was properly skull chanting.
Oh,
too.
Okay.
Skull.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
That must have been insanely annoying.
Yeah. Skull.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Jason was praying for a road trip.
That's like going to London and every gal on the trip with us was just dilly dilly, dilly dilly, dilly dilly. It was like, just please send me back to Minneapolis.
Yeah, I almost
this is the worst.
Funny. One of those.
The buses.
Ugh.
Just hit me. I don't want to hear dilly dilly ever again. With a bad British accent.
Those commercials are hideous.
Dilly dilly.
Oh, man.
His wife was not impressed with my.
Shocking.
Culture. But
I have a couple of things Vikings news wise, and it is Vikings news. So I'm going to do this, and then we can go back to this.
Me skull chanting.
Skull chanting. Dalvin Cook spoke yesterday at Winter Park as people were cleaning out their lockers and said he's moving right along.
I'm back jogging.
See?
And, you know, that was the number one goal, to get back on my feet and get back jogging. And that's where I'm at right now in my rehab session, you know, back running. And, you know, I'm just going from there.
Yep. Oh, good for you!
It is good for him, and it's good for the Vikings as well. Adam Thielen on the loss to Philly.
Not good football. It's a real sloppy play. Didn't make plays in critical situations. We didn't do the things that we had kind of done all year to help us win. So, at the same time, we got to credit what the Eagles did, that coaching staff, those players. You know, they executed, and they were the better team.
That's depressing. Yeah. Why did you bring that up?
Yep, Jason. Obviously, you guys play a whole bunch of games in a season. So I would guess every now and again, you just come out and for no reason, the whole team is just flat. Like you wake up for whatever reason, all day long, you feel like crap and you just can't pull it together. But ever in a big game, have you ever come out and just laid an egg like that?
Did you watch playoffs last year? And I don't mean that mean against it, but like.
No, you didn't mean that mean at all.
The last few years of playoffs.
The first game when we outshot them by like 50 shots and we lost 1-0.
But you guys, how far did you make it in the playoffs?
But that's a different story.
I get so uncomfortable.
He didn't ask how many playoff rounds we won. He asked if we came out flat in the game.
But if you would have not come out flat with the heartbeat, you would have gone to the next round.
Coming out flat's not getting 50 shots against the St. Louis Blues in game one.
Well, how they obviously weren't accurate shots.
Because you were there, right?
I was there. I was watching with a critical eye.
I know this is not a fair analogy, but when I get home and I lose all my money at a poker tournament, and my wife basically, without knowing how I did, tells me everything I must have done wrong to lose all of my chips. And I'm go, but you don't understand cards. She'll go, you're so bad. You should stop playing.
But I understand practice more. Hockey.
Oh, you do?
I do understand
more than
hockey.
Jason, a professional player who's been playing his entire life.
I've probably been watching hockey longer than he's
neutral's
been
on forecheck?
Well, you're 90 years old, according to Jason, so you've seen a
Jason
lot of hockey.
Jason, just ask a legitimate question.
Yeah.
What neutral zone forecheck do we do? What's our system in the neutral zone?
Good question, Carly.
You know what the neutral zone is? Between the blue lines in the middle.
Okay, but what? Yeah. What's our system,
and if you you're checking in the four numbers.
You golf with Jason. What system do they use?
They use the deep 4-2-1-2-1. Deep 4-2-1-2-1.
I have the same combination on my luggage.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
It works well in the back end when you back check the puck.
Yep.
Check the puck towards the goal.
1-2-2.
Yeah, one.
It's the 1-2-2 in the neutral zone forecheck.
No, go ahead, Scotty Bauman. Yeah. Tell us.
Scotty Bauman?
Yeah, Scotty Bauman. He went to high school with him.
Jeez.
Okay, no.
No wonder LaBelle doesn't know this show.
No, how about you answer Chris Hockey's question then, since you know it all?
What was the question?
I might just go home. I don't...
Do you guys ever not play well? I think was the question.
Well, can I ask you a question that I'm fascinated by? Because as fans, again, I was over this game on Sunday at halftime. If you're playing, let's say you were in a game 7, would it crush you more if it was 6-0 or if it was a 1-0 loss, but there was some kind of horrific mistake that gave up that one goal? What hurts more, a blowout or a close one?
A close one for sure. Because you're right in it all the time mentally. You're right in that game. Like the way we lost last year, thanks for bringing that up, Carly.
Yeah.
In overtime, game 5, where we felt we played a really good game. We tied the game late, and then they end up scoring pretty early.
You tied the game late.
That was a goal by you, was it not?
Yes, it was. And so that kind of hurts. Whereas a blowout, that you're just going through the motions at that point.
Just trying to get it over.
Yeah, it's like, all right, how much longer do we have? You know, don't ice the puck. If a goalie touches it, just play it.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's just keep going.
Yeah, don't call a timeout, in the fourth quarter or something.
Exactly.
You know, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Just get it over with. Well, I tell you, it was so bad that even Jimmy Fallon had a pretty good joke about us last night.
Let's get to some sports here. Last night, the Eagles moved on to the Super Bowl. The Eagles moved on to the Super Bowl after beating the Vikings 38-7. Last time someone got beat up that bad in Philadelphia, he had to move in with his auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
Pretty good joke, gotta admit.
Yep.
No Mark Rosen, he's stuck in Philadelphia.
He's gonna call us, though.
But he will call at some point.
Yeah.
It's the 8 o'clock hour. Power to your morning show, back after this on The Fan. It's clear there's no time to be fan.
We should have been gone.
Thanks, Fatso.
Knowing how I made you feel.
Basketball. Brilliant.
Thanks, Fatso.
No Steve Perry psychouts.
After all your words of steel.
Carly, you like Neil Diamond?
Sure.
You
who
do.
Doesn't?
He's retiring from touring. He's got Parkinson's.
Yeah, I saw that.
What a buzzkill,
that's
right?
Really
if you like Neil Diamond, he's done. He's going to turn 77 tomorrow. And he's going to retire.
He's had a good run.
It's a really good run.
Yeah.
Anyway, hate to bring down the room with Neil Diamond news.
Sad.
The Wild won 3-1 last night over the Senators. Jason Zucker, one of the three goal scorers. He's with us. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Carly is here. She wants to talk about Parisian Granlund's goal.
I do. Yes.
More so than
those
Jason's.
Were good, skilled goals.
Very
a lot
skilled.
Of skill that went into there.
No
not
luck
not
involved.
A lot of luck.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yep.
One of those had a lot of luck behind it, though.
Wow.
Anybody else you want to talk to off the top of your head? I mean, Chris is there. I'm here. Meat Sauce is here.
Hmm.
Anybody else?
Anybody missing?
Top of your mind?
Life
that you are yearning for?
No. I think I'm okay.
Not anybody that's
nobody
like 6'5"?
Could be in Philadelphia, maybe.
Hot ass Randy.
Oh, yes. Mark Rosen.
Hi, Mark.
My heart is with him in Philadelphia.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, boy. Oh, hi, Mark.
Hello,
hi, Charlie.
Hello,
hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Be careful.
Where have you been?
Oh, I know. Here. We were in Arizona last week.
I know. Good for you. Is Jason in there with you?
He's here. Sure.
Don't yell at me, Marcus.
Oh, my. Forget about it. congratulations on the win last night and the goal. That's fantastic. I'm glad you got to the arena in one piece. That must have been the hardest part of the night for you.
Well, the game was a little bit harder, but no, it was good.
I'm sure it was. Well, anyway.
Yeah, what are you doing?
You getting harassed still?
Oh, my God. I've given up. Jason, I don't know if you've had any experiences. You guys don't come here very often, I'm sure, but as a hockey player. Yeah, I'm not getting harassed. Just on Twitter, I just kind of waded into this thing yesterday since I literally had, you know, 9 hours at the airport trying to decide, not me decide, but figuring out if we're going to be able to get out of here. And of course, we were not because of the snowstorm. But I just had, just sitting here, just had tons of people. I didn't intend to even bring it up. And tons of people come up and say, just talk about these stories they had encountered at the game on Sunday, before the game, during the game, after the game. And of course, the Vikings got thrashed, as we all know. So you think that people would have been in a better mood about, hey, so thanks for coming. Come back anytime you want. But now it's just the opposite. And I normally take these things with a grain of salt, but they were so different and so frontal in terms of the language and the physicality and the threats. And, you know, I've been around enough bad fan behavior. Even in Minnesota, I've seen it. But the volume of it that I heard yesterday, so I decided to wade into it a little bit. And, of course, a lot of people added their own stories. The Philadelphia people got involved, called us and me a whole bunch of names because we're pansies and we're this. And I went, well, there's criminality and then there's being, you know, good-natured fans and, you know, they get, you know, take your skull chant and go back to Minnesota, whatever, you know, whatever. Who cares? We know they're going to throw a few F-bombs in there. I get it. But being thrown at that, batteries thrown at you, beer cans thrown at, hit an 8-year-old girl. Just this nonstop stuff that I heard, I thought, well, wow, this is unbelievable. This isn't just one or two isolated stories. So it ended up being kind of a, like I said, I was not doing anything else. So I got into it for a while, and I'm done now. But, you know, they'll all be in town next week, at least a lot of the fans. And I met some great fans. I mean, I'm walking around the streets here. I, you know, very passionate before the game. You know, they're just kind of typical Eastern sports fans. They've had to deal with Boston superiority and New York superiority in sports for the most time and for the most part. And I get it. I like their frankness and their brashness and their attitude for the most part. I think that's great. That's what makes sports fun.
What a but story, not, Mark.
What's that?
What a story, Mark.
Yeah, isn't that great?
If I remember correctly,
I'm sorry.
If I remember correctly, the question was, how is Philly?
I've seen the airport. Oh, my God. Am I going to check you into the board next time I see you?
Yeah, whenever you get back here. So what are you doing with your spare time? How are you killing time in Philadelphia? What are you doing?
Well, we were literally at the airport from early in the morning yesterday until they finally canceled their flight at 6 o'clock. So that's how we killed our time. We were at the airport all day.
What'd you do at the airport?
Nothing. We sat on the plane for a long time, and we got off the plane, and we sat and a bunch of us did the different TV stations and just have something to eat and, you know.
Who'd you get lunch with? Let's gossip a little bit.
Are you guys all pretty friendly?
No, we hate each other. No, of course we are very friendly. No, Don Mitchell and myself, I saw Perkins for a while, and they went on a different flight. But, yeah, we were all kind of a lot of newspaper guys that were there as well. So, just kind of all of us were sort of stuck in the same little situation and, you know, just waiting to hear what was going to happen. So now we just get back to the team, the hotel we're at, and getting out of here later today. I guess I'll go see the Liberty Bell or something for a while.
That's great.
So there you go. What else you got?
I don't know. You're depressing us.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
So when's your flight back?
5 o'clock tonight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shocking.
Wow. What are you writing a book?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I worry about Rose.
No, that's the last time. That's the first flight we get out. I mean, the line coming off the plane, everybody was booking flights on their smartphones. They had to call Delta. By the time we got on our got through to them, the only thing that was left was I think 5:20. So Philadelphia time.
What a
so
story, Mark.
Did you actually
get what on, a great story?
Did you actually get on the plane and have to get back off the plane last night?
Twice.
Oh my God, that's the worst.
I know it is, and I'll tell you, the people we knew more information about our flights than the pilots did, at least earlier, because everybody's got their smartphones, and we're seeing these updates going, well, there's maybe one runway open. Nope, they just shut down the whole airport. Nope, they just canceled their flight. And the guy's like, well, we're getting ready to push back. I'm going, no, you're not. And then literally a minute later, they go, well, we just got the latest information. You guys probably already know it on your phones. Flight's canceled. So then you have to start making arrangements with hotels and all that, you know, all that other nonsense.
Yeah, with all you TV people, it's all about who had it first, who knew it first, who broke the story exactly. first. Get over yourself.
No,
who cares?
Actually, it wasn't the TV people, just the guys that were sitting around that they had more advanced technology than I had, and they're the ones going, no, we're not going anywhere. So,
do you still have your flip phone?
It's no big deal. People had it a lot rougher back in Minneapolis, St. Paul last night than we have it here. So,
he plays Snake on his flip phone.
He does. Yep, that's right.
You got the walking panda. Remember that walking panda? Was that like a Nokia phone? Anybody have any idea what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah, it was like the graphic that had like the panda walking was like your kind of screensaver thing.
Nobody knows.
Was it Nokia? Who had that?
I don't know.
Samsung, maybe?
Jason, are you in town next week?
Why do you ask?
That's an odd
because I need you. I need you and Carly to come up and go fishing on a rooftop at WCCO Television.
Oh, yeah, we're not available.
Oh, I'd love to go.
Super Bowl
that
week.
Would be fun.
Fishing on a rooftop?
You know,
are you high?
I think I'm really busy that day. Wait, what, you know, day, what day was it again?
Any day you want, any time you want.
Anything
it's for
you
the
want.
Aces Foundation. We're going to have people, the real fish up there on the rooftop, and it's all for the Super Bowl weekend, and every time you catch a fish, money will be donated to the Aces Foundation.
Do we get to keep the fish?
One of my favorite charities, and I'm going to track you guys down, and all of you. So.
Oh, yeah. It sounded like you were inviting Meat Sauce and Chris and myself.
Right,
That definitely sounds like
I'm
Carly
inviting all of you.
Oh, yeah. We got it. It was definitely Carly and Jason, and oh, by the way, those three idiots, too, I guess.
Oh, those three other idiots.
No, we get
it.
You literally said, Jason, are you home next week?
Right.
that sounds like a fun, group invite. Rosie. That sounds like a lot.
Aces is
fun.
Great. We would love to.
That was kind of a creepy way of saying something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well. Oh well.
Did you last thing, and then we'll let you go because I know you got to catch a plane in 12 hours or something.
Yeah.
You got to pack.
Yeah. Right.
He's got to pack for a few hours.
And now that you've had a day to think about it, do you have any answers for what the hell happened to our squad?
Chris, we were commiserating on Sunday, and I think the hardest part is that but who are these guys? It's one thing to lose, obviously, a championship game. We're kind of used to that from watching the Vikings in particular and having your heart broken. But it's one thing to lose a game. It's quite another go. This is so unlike anything that they've even come close to playing like all year. It's like if they had the invasion of the body snatchers or something. Like, what happened to this football team that we watched all year? Even when they lost to Carolina, even when they lost to Pittsburgh, they were competitive games. It was as if they just melted into something else. And that's the hardest part. It was almost worse than the 41 donut game that back in the day, because the Vikings had such a great start. You're thinking, well, this is they're gonna keep this going. They have their number. They're gonna figure them out. The Eagles were not impressive the week before in beating Atlanta, and you know Vikings are coming off that big high with a miracle catch, and that's the hardest part to understand psychologically how sports can turn like that in a heartbeat. Where no matter what you do, it's going the opposite direction. And I think that's what makes sports great. At the same time, so frustrating because you're so close to having this unbelievable opportunity to host the Super Bowl in your own city. And that happens. I think that's the thing that stays with you for a long time. It's really hard for fans, I think, to kind of, you know, reboot that. All that emotion they poured into this season, in particular this last couple of weeks, and go, yep, let's do this again next year.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while. I just think it's going to take a long while for them to kind of heal players, in particular the fans, with all the emotion, not just because they lost, but because it was so uncharacteristic the way they did lose.
Well, Rosie, the weird thing is looking at all 14 free agents this offseason that are unrestricted, I won't read you the whole list, but I will tell you this. Of the four quarterbacks on the roster, three of them are unrestricted free agents as we sit here right now, and the only one that's not is Kyle Sloter. So
right.
Sam Bradford, Case Keenum, and Teddy Bridgewater all up for grabs. There's so many great storylines to keep us interested in this offseason,
you know? Yeah, I'd be shocked if Bradford comes back, but I think there's going to be decision in the front office, a lot of decisions. They may potentially go outside the organization, but I think, you know, probably Keenum's got the slight edge right now. But we all know how much Zimmer loves Teddy Bridgewater. We all do. But, you know, that's the great unknown. What are they getting with this young man as he tries to come back from that devastating knee injury, and how much do you invest in him to see how that plays out? It's a roll the dice, but it makes sports interesting. It makes those guys make a call that, you know, can come back and haunt them or go, wow, they were a genius. They knew exactly what they were doing.
How long are you going to talk?
I'm Buck. We're ready to order. Go down and have breakfast. That's what I'm going to do. That's
you do that. Done,
you're, so. You're doing what?
You do that, Rosie. Go have
bye, Rosie.
Go have
fly
some
safely.
Corned
bye,
beef hash,
Rosie.
Man. Yummy.
Yes. Love you guys. See you
bye.
Later.
I love you.
Yeah,
I miss
sounds
you.
Like it.
There you go. Yeah. Poor Rosie, man. In all seriousness, talk about a brokenhearted dude, man. You know, his team has never won the Super Bowl. He's got, you know, 2-3 weeks to live at most. He's so old. He was so brokenhearted. Being serious, he was so devastated at halftime of that game.
Was he really?
He really was, man.
Did he have money on it?
No, how many times has he been through the disappointment with the squad? We all have.
He's 105.
He wanted to be working. You know, I bet he wanted to cover it. It was, you know, Super Bowl was home. It would have all been.
To actually have his team do it for once. And my goodness.
The Wild won 3-1. Goals by Zucker and Granlin and Parisi. And don't forget, the Wolves won as well. 126-118 over the Clippers. Already matching last year's win total of 31 wins. Pretty sweet.
I have a question for Jason Zucker and for Carly Zucker and for all of you gentlemen and ladies in there. If it was legal and it was your job.
Yes, I'd do it.
Could you kill somebody with a gun?
It's pretty dark.
We'll talk if they deserved it.
We'll talk about that, and the Oscar nominations are out. We'll tell you the 9 pictures that are up for Best Picture right after this. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Some call me the gangster love.
Hey, before the end of this here show, I'm going to play you just a snippet of an Imagine Dragons song. And when you hear that, you need to be the 11th caller, 651-99-5326 or 1-800-320-526. And I'll give you tickets to see Imagine Dragons with special guests Machine Gun Kelly and Muramasa, which is part of the Nomadic Live at the Armory, Thursday, February 1st. Tickets are on sale, but you can win a pair when you hear a snippet of an Imagine Dragons song during this very segment.
It's cool.
So get ready.
We got to get to that. We got to get to this gun question you had. We got to get to the Oscar nominations. But before we do that, we got to drop everything for at least 60 seconds and rehash what Carly and Jason were just talking to me about during the break. Carly, can you tell everybody, and then Jason, you can explain what you've been living with. Can you tell everybody what you've been doing the last couple of weeks and what you just told me, the exact thing you just told me?
Yes. I said that lately, this sounds stupid now, but I thought it's okay.
Oh boy.
I've been YouTubing jokes because I wanted things to just like break the ice.
Icebreakers.
Yeah. So I thought in a social setting.
Give Chris and Sauce the example that you just gave me.
So I said, what is an action film starring spaghetti? Mission Impossible.
That's that. Sauce, really, I told you to turn around and walk out when you walked in.
Anyway, so I've
Mission Impossible.
Right.
Use that tomorrow night at
But
acting.
See, everybody I'm thinks that's that. Funny. See, everybody laughs. And
who's
I
everybody?
A lot of people. I better. In a social setting, I think it's nice to have something to talk about. So sometimes I'll just bring up a joke.
Can I give you one?
Yes,
Carly?
I'd love you.
Look over here right now. I don't know if you've ever noticed or not. Why doesn't the queen wave with this hand?
I don't know why.
Because this is my hand.
That's good.
Thank you.
See? Those are great jokes.
I like that one.
One more. Can I tell a dirty joke?
Wait a minute,
though.
Can I
tell a dirty one quick?
That's like a popsicle stick.
How do you get these? How do you get this to naturally come up in conversation? It's not like, hey, good to see you guys. Do you guys watch the Vikings game? And then Carly just butts in with, what do you call an action film that stars?
Hold on. This is the best part of it. The way she just explained it to you off air is how it comes up every time. Hey guys, I've been YouTubing jokes.
And, an icebreaker.
But the funny part
That's
was
good.
The excuse that she told me and I saw through immediately, and her friends or other people won't like call her out on. She says that Sophia always wants her to tell her a joke. I'm like, that's
not true.
everyone's like, Sophia's almost eight. It's happened maybe eight times. And so that one time a year, Carly's going to be ready. But I don't know if that happened recently.
What do you call a camel in a drought?
Oh, no.
A dry humper. Anyway.
I got one.
So, this is real life, guys.
That's not that.
When do you have a road trip? You go to Pittsburgh on Thursday, right?
So a father.
Get out
of here. It's tonight. I think we play there tonight.
A father invents a robot that slaps you when you tell a lie.
Okay.
And he wants to test it out. So he's sitting at the kitchen table, and he says, what'd you do tonight, son? And he says, I did homework, and the robot slaps him. And the dad says, what'd you really do? And son says, all right, I went over to my buddy's house, and we watched a movie. And the robot slaps him. And the kid says, all right, we watched porn. And he was obviously telling the truth. And dad says, what? At your age, I didn't even know what porn was. And the robot slaps his dad. And the mom says, well, he's definitely your son. And the robot slaps the mom.
That's funny. I mean, you know, I appreciate short jokes. I mean, that was good. But I really like...
All right, I'll do better.
I like short jokes.
I like how both of you are criticizing each other's horrifically awful jokes.
Yeah.
Well, and then one more
this
thing.
This is like Carrot Top criticizing Gallagher.
What else is one it more, exactly
that's,
like?
That's the only analogy I could come up with.
Analogy?
So...
Yeah. You're into that film.
The other part of this is that I've also been trying to be really friendly when we're out in public.
Aww.
Right. So
it's about time.
That's a real change. Yeah.
Hey, guys, hold on. Hold on to your seats here. This one's funny.
You know what?
So, are you telling the one we got on the plane?
I'm going to tell both because they're quick stories. Because I like short stories.
Go for it.
So we get to the airport. We have tons of bags. We went to Arizona last week. So we have tons of bags and both kids. And you could tell we're annoying people probably. So... there's a guy, single guy behind us with like a carry-on bag, and he just wants to check in and be done with it. So I turn around to him. I was trying to just make it lighthearted and let's, hey, good morning, sir. So I turn around and I was like, what did I say? I can't remember what I
said. Said, we're your worst nightmare.
Oh, yeah. I said, we're your worst nightmare. And I thought he'd be like, don't worry about it, ma'am. Like, not a big deal. And he was like, what did you say?
This is a great story.
This is very good.
So far,
well, I keep surprised. Missing.
Yeah. Girl, so, yeah. Trouble, I guess.
So I'm checking in. I'm getting all of our bags tagged and putting them on the scale, whatever. And so she says that to the guy, and he goes, it's fine. You're with family.
Like, he was so mad about us.
And that's all he said.
But I didn't stop. I kept smiling at him and being like, have a good trip. And then they got on the plane before me. Jason got on the plane with the two kids before me. And so I came. This is funny. So I came on after, and I'd been preparing this since I was in the jetway. And I get on, and there was a seat open in the middle of them. It was Sophia and then Jason's seat in the middle. And I walk up, and everybody's looking at me, and I'm like, who brought the baby on the plane?
Great story.
Who travels with the baby? And then I was like, just kidding, they're mine.
No. What a story.
You know what was funnier at the moment?
Do you realize that this was part of my real life? Like, this happened in the moment. I literally was holding Hendrix. I looked at her. I almost didn't get up. And I was going to claim that she was a crazy person trying to sit, near my kids. And I looked at her as straight face as I've ever looked at anybody in my life, I think.
Nobody left. But I thought it was, I was like, who brings a kid on a plane? Just kidding, they're mine.
Zingers, man. Yeah.
Do you want another joke?
Yes. Is it short?
Yeah, it's short.
Okay.
Tell me if you like this one better.
Oh, boy.
A guy walks into his house carrying a duck, and he says, this is the pig I've been banging. And the woman says, that's a duck. And he says, I wasn't talking to you.
That's brilliant.
Okay, that's good.
That's brilliant.
I'm going to use that one for sure.
Yeah.
But not in certain social settings. That's not appropriate all the time.
So you were saying something about would Carly shoot somebody with a gun? What's this gun story now?
Okay. It's a legitimate question. Talk about a left turn. I just told one of the best jokes of all time.
That's a really good joke.
So there's this. I'm going to give you the quick synopsis. Terrible guy, condemned killer, up for execution. They tried to execute him with a lethal injection. Didn't work, right? He's got bad veins. He's got all these health problems. So
this isn't a joke.
This is true. This is a real story. In Columbus, Ohio. So this murderer who's going to be executed, his attorneys are asking that he be killed by firing squad. And the state won't do it. So they're arguing back and forth about whether it should be legal to kill this guy by firing squad, if that's what he's asking for, because they say it's cruel and unusual to try to kill him by lethal injection again, because it didn't work last time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the question I have, and you know, I think it's true. I don't think it's a wives' tale. I think when you do it, that like there's five people, and only one of them have a real bullet, so you never know who really did it.
Yeah.
Could you pull that trigger, even if it was a murderer, do you think?
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
Well.
He deserves to be dead.
You got to look at him when you're doing it, though. I mean, you've got to look at somebody and think, I'm going to pull the trigger and probably kill this person, even if they deserve it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I can answer yeah that quickly.
I mean,
let me state the obvious. If this person had murdered my family member,
okay, yeah,
I'm pulling
right,
the trigger.
Right, right.
If it's somebody else, I would want the trigger pulled, but I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't think I would do it.
Things involving children, obviously, really, really get to me.
Yeah.
And so maybe that would make a difference, but I don't know. I don't think I could do it.
Like, this Larry Nassar should be killed.
People would line up to shoot him.
Right.
Think about it, too. People would line up to shoot Jerry Sandusky.
Of course they would line up to shoot.
People would line up to shoot Jared from Subway.
Right. And but would you?
100%.
Right. Yeah.
You'd shoot Jerry Sandusky.
100%. Yeah.
I wish he was dead, but I don't want to do it.
Yeah. See, that's,
I wish somebody else would do it.
That's the thing.
Somebody that's
I don't think I could ever do it in the moment.
Hmm.
Yeah.
See?
Jason?
Interesting question, right?
I wouldn't be able to do it.
I don't think I could either.
Heart of gold.
Yeah. Great point. You should play that song.
I don't think that's the name of the song, but I love it.
What's the song? Like
Hearts of Gold.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Chris, I think you've seen a handful of these, maybe half of these or so. Here are your nine Best Picture nominees for the Oscars. You ready? Lady Bird.
Song.
You didn't see Lady Bird, right?
I have not seen it yet.
Rosen did, right?
Loves it.
Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
I haven't seen it yet.
And Mr. Z said it would win.
Yep, he did. The Shape of Water.
I saw it.
I saw it as well. Loved it. The Very Post. Good. That's the Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah,
maybe I'll go see that today.
Get Out.
Loved it. Loved it. Would love to see that movie win it.
Dunkirk.
Haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Loved it.
That's a great movie.
Was great. Remember when you thought Tom Hardy at the end was a spoiler?
It's okay.
Darkest Hour.
Everybody's read the book?
Darkest Hour. What is that?
I don't know.
It's about you when your video limit hits.
Call Me By Your Name. That's the name of the movie. I wasn't asking. Yep. And then Phantom Thread, the Daniel Day-Lewis film. So those are your nine.
Oh, Darkest Hour is
Gary Oldman. Right?
Yeah. Gary Oldman. Yep.
As Harry Truman?
No, keep going. Close. English guy.
Winston Churchill.
That's right. Yeah.
He got tobacco poisoning from smoking so many cigars.
Yeah.
So Lady Bird, Three Billboards, The Shape of Water, The Post, Get Out, Dunkirk, Darkest Hour, Call Me By Your Name, and Phantom Thread of the Nine.
Sounds like the Lady Bird's going to win, probably. Have you guys seen any movies of any? I mean, you guys have a youngin' at home. Normally, that's when you start seeing a lot of movies.
Nope.
Haven't seen
it. I saw Leap. We saw Leap.
What the hell is Leap?
That's a cartoon, right?
It's a cartoon. It's a really cute story about orphan girl who becomes a ballerina. It's very sweet.
Aww.
I don't think it was up for anything, but it was really, really sweet. I watched that at home.
Are you trying to tell me to hit the Rosie laugh?
No!
What were you trying to say?
I wasn't saying anything. I was turning my phone.
Interesting.
That's it.
Best Actor nominees go to Gary Oldman for The Darkest Hour. Timothy, we're going to go with Chalamet.
Yeah, Chalamet Ding Dong.
For Call Me By Your Name. Daniel Day-Lewis for Phantom Thread. Daniel, how do you say the guy's last name for him? Get Out. Daniel, K-A-L-U-U-Y-A. Double U. Those are hard. And then Denzel Washington.
Kaluuya.
Yeah, I forget how you say it, but he's also in...
yeah, Kaluuya makes sense.
Sicario. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
I watched that the other day. Damn,
that's good,
right? That's a fine film.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Woo! It's about the Mexican cartel. Holy balls,
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, watch
Benicio del Toro.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Best actress nominees: Frances McDormand.
She'll win.
Saoirse. Saoirse Ronan. Sally Hawkins. Meryl Streep. Margot Robbie. Smoke show.
Meryl Streep's up.
Yeah, shocking, right?
Oh, right. Margot Robbie for I, Tonya, right?
Correct.
Did anybody see that yet?
No, didn't you?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Shouldn't she just win in general?
No, Hogs or Rose did.
Do you know, I told Jason about that story. Jason had never heard of
the
Nancy
Tanya
Kerrigan
Hardy?
And Tonya Hardy.
I can buy that.
When were you born? What year were you born?
92.
And that was the 94 Olympics, right?
94 Olympics, I think.
So I think I was watching.
You were probably watching.
Yeah.
You were probably watching.
I couldn't that was believe, the biggest I made a deal reference. Ever. I made a reference. I was like, yeah, that person was Tonya Harding.
And he's like, who the hell is Tonya Harding?
Yeah, he's like, that's not funny.
Why is he?
Well, do you think it was because of the joke, or do you think it was because of Tonya Harding?
You guys are the most married people I know.
Yep.
You really are.
It's been...
hell.
Wow.
How long we've been married now? Been
a year and a half, babe.
A long time.
We got a lot more to go before you move on to your second wife.
It's an adventure, right, Jason?
And Rosie's counting down the days till you move on.
Some would say marriage is really mission impossible.
Yeah. Oh, that was so good.
Isn't that adorable, that joke? I YouTube.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Continental Diamond brought you Fan 5 30 minutes ago. Thanks, Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com. They bring us Fan 5 every day. Go see Jimmy downstairs here in St. Louis Park. Best jewelry store in the Upper Midwest. Go do it. One final segment with Jason Zucker, Carly Zucker, Meat Sauce, Chris Hockey, and I'm Corey Coven. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan. There seems no
justice. You fall. We've been brought to you by our friends at Jaffe Medicine Center. Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Don't miss your chance to win a pair of advanced screening tickets to Rings at Showplace Icon at 7 p.m. on Thursday, February 2nd. If you'd like that, then check out KFN.com for more info. Rings at the Showplace Icon. Apparently, that's a good new movie coming out, and you can go for free. See it before everybody else. Power Trip Morning Show, 841. Thanks for tuning in. Carly and Jason, the Zucker's in studio. They're sitting over there. Hi, guys.
Salutations.
Hello.
Good to see you. I hope you make it through the rest of the show. Continue to be married.
Mm-hmm.
It's been kind of rough over
there. If he's made it this long.
Yeah, great point.
Yeah.
Can I bring down the room for 5 seconds before we go into other stuff?
Worse than would you shoot someone?
Yes.
Aw.
Yeah.
Sure.
I just read a story about a Rochester native, a guy who was big in the assistant executive director of USA Hockey, Jim Johansson, who passed away. Did you know Mr. Johansson?
Yeah, I knew him really well, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. He died in his sleep at only 53 on Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah, very sad news.
Goodness sakes. Obviously, a lot of people commenting on it, but assistant executive director of USA Hockey, the general manager of the 2018 U.S. Olympic men's hockey team, was embedded with USA Hockey since 2000. And worked alongside a number of Wild players, I guess, including yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. I don't know what his exact role was at the time, but he would call all the players that made the team for the World Junior tournaments over Christmas time. He helped with the evaluation camps for that. He helped with Olympic teams, with national teams. I mean, he was. I give him probably the most credit of anybody for getting USA Hockey to where it's at right now, with World Juniors and all these world tournaments.
Wow.
With how many World Juniors the USA has won since 2010, you know, since 2004 even, when Parisi and those guys did it. But yeah, he was an integral part in all of that for sure.
Mm. Gone too soon. Mm. My goodness. God bless.
53
years old. My goodness. So sorry to bring the room down, but I figured you want to comment on that. I figured you probably knew.
Well, I can flip it with pure positivity then.
I would love that. Would you do that? Because I got more jokes that are just terrible and.
Yeah.
Long.
So I've made it clear on this show in the past that my very first crush ever was Daphne from Scooby-Doo, because I was like 3 and I thought she was the hottest thing ever. And then I married a redhead later.
Yeah, man.
But one of my first legitimate crushes as a teenager turns 44 today. Tiffany Amber Thiessen is 44 years old. Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell, one of the all-time smoke shows. And she's still off the charts.
Well, yeah.
Hotter than fire at 44.
Hockey celebrated Daphne's birthday last night.
Is that right? Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Don't know why you're thanking me. I mean, you had nothing to do with it.
Kelly Kapowski, your thoughts?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Everybody had a crush on her. I'm looking at such a babe.
I'm looking at pictures of her right now. I'm going to go ahead and just say it. All right, here we go. You guys ready?
Say it.
Much better looking at 40, what'd you say? 44 than she was at 16.
No way. Well, yeah, okay.
Absolutely. If, you know what I mean?
Be careful at 18. And say, right.
Yeah, okay. You know what I mean?
When she was like 90210.
That's a beautiful older lady, right?
I mean, her face is unbelievable.
44 isn't old.
I'm 47. I'm allowed to say.
You're old as balls.
Well, Jason, you don't know who Tanya Harding is. Do you know who Tiffany Amber Thiessen is?
Well, I don't. I've seen her before.
Yeah.
He doesn't know any celebrities, though.
Oh.
If you. He knows what people look like, but if you gave him a name, he couldn't. He like doesn't know.
Well, I know the names and I know faces, but I don't know what match up to what.
Right.
She's rocking blonde hair now.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Look at her.
She's like on a cooking channel or something.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she does some. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, great song. You should play that.
What about Breakfast at Tiffany's again?
What? Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, she's unbelievable. Yeah.
I think she got better with age. I'll say it like that. Okay, is that better?
Just like you, Hogs.
Oh, stop it. An absolute
if you
train
had
wreck.
To pick a celebrity crush, who would yours be, Jason?
I have no idea.
Oh, man. You are sour today, Jason.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
You are sour.
She's the Quiet Dry version. It's even better than this.
No. Excuse me?
Yeah, it is.
You're high. This song bangs so hard.
You want to hear another great joke?
Yes.
This is terrible. What I'm about to say is terrible.
Boy.
I can't believe it. I would never read this joke, but this is from a listener. I don't like this at all.
This is from who? Sorry?
A listener.
A listener.
Oh, okay.
What did the sanitary napkin say to the fart?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, careful. This?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, careful.
What?
Swartzen.
What did the sanitary
napkin? Okay, what?
Oh, I thought you didn't hear me. You are the wind beneath my wing.
That's not too bad.
Right.
That's pretty funny.
Okay.
Thank you, Brandon.
Great icebreaker, Carly.
Yeah, that one I...
Open with that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Just think, guys, when you're around the water cooler today, and you're just...
Oh, yeah.
And maybe it's a new coworker, and you don't know who they are. Like, hey, guys. Hey, sir.
We don't know almost anybody that works here.
Well, great. Now you could
go home at 9:05.
Well, you could introduce yourself with a nice joke.
I'm not using that one.
Use that one. But I gave you a couple.
Oh, I got one for. Does Jason care about this? There is a Mighty Ducks TV show in the works. They're going to bring it to TV. Do you care?
I'd dabble.
I don't. My guess is it's going to be aimed at teens, though, right? I haven't read more about it outside of the fact that there's a Mighty Ducks TV show.
That's
in the works.
True. Yeah, that's definitely going to happen.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'll watch that on the weekend.
Is it going to be based here?
Should be.
Yeah.
Should be based here.
What's Gordon Bombay doing?
Probably like accounting work. He probably works for like H&R Block.
Hey, Jason?
Yes?
Looking through my emails, trying to, go through all the great jokes. I found it as somebody saying, got to ask Jason about taking a puck to the head or the neck. Did you get hit in the head or neck?
Mark.
Yeah.
You did last night. I forgot about that.
Is that last night?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Thank you for your concern.
I didn't ask.
12 hours later.
Yeah.
So you all right?
Attitudes like it is.
What happened?
Thank you, Alex, for that.
What did you say? Email.
Nothing. I just said,
that's why you're salty.
Is that why you're salty?
Have I said anything rude to you today?
No.
No, you actually are one of the nicer people to me. You were sassy to Rosie, which I...
That is a fact. I am always sassy to him.
So,
trying to steal my wife.
That did look bad.
What?
The puck to your... Where did it hit you?
In the head.
Which...
What?
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
What's going on?
Button bar.
Are you...
Or hit the button, God. Whatever that...
What?
Beep.
Did it knock you silly for a second?
It kind of caught me off guard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But luckily the puck, well, I saw that it was kind of rolling a little bit.
Okay.
And so when I went down to block the shot, I just kind of shielded my face.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And so it hit me in the back of the head. But because it was rolling, it wasn't as hard as he can shoot it.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
It was fine.
That's right. Lucky for you.
Good.
Yeah. If that was as hard as he could shoot, I might still be laying there.
Did your helmet... Hold up.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't
Which
work.
One?
Oh, my God.
Giggle.
Yeah.
Well, again, thank you, Alex, for emailing. I did not know he got hit in the head.
We're all glad that you're okay.
Thank you.
I can tell. When I got home last night, when we talked for a minute, I could tell I could hear the concern in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
I was tired.
You didn't watch
Carly,
the game?
I like your bomber jacket.
Thank you, sir.
Very Top Gun-esque. Yeah.
Yeah, you. It's the bomb.
Does the bear from Tailspin know you stole his coat?
I know what you're talking about. Tailspin. It does look like that.
I love it.
I like it.
What the hell was that guy's name?
What?
Yeah. Wasn't it a...
What was his name?
Oh my God. He looked like Baloo from the Jungle Book.
Yeah, I think Book. That is his name. I think it is Baloo.
Yeah, and you know, it might have been Baloo. Yeah.
Tailspin.
Whale.
Yeah.
It might have been.
So good.
Yeah.
It was Baloo.
I thought it was. He, you know, he had another
role. So I look like a chubby bear.
No. Your I'm coat.
What was the theme song for Tailspin?
I think it was DuckTales. Woo!
Yeah, now, in retrospect, it's one of the dumbest things ever. I just said he looks like Baloo. It is Baloo, and apparently Shere Khan and King Louie were also in Tailspin.
Yeah,
great show.
I didn't watch a ton of that. I watched a lot of DuckTales. Though.
Super good.
Yeah. Is that on Netflix? I might watch that when I get home.
Man, you got a lot of free time.
You really do. Good idea.
I have nothing to do.
Why not?
You're going to watch Tailspin by yourself and you're 35?
Do you want to borrow my jacket?
Yeah.
So you can...
I don't think it'd go over my arm. But.
My God. By the way, Jason, if you don't know, look at this. This sauce nailed it. That's exactly her jacket. Look at the picture.
That is my jacket.
That is the exact jacket you're currently wearing.
Sometimes I'm funny.
Hang on. Wait for it. Hang on. Prism Research brings you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks, Prism.
Yeah, they're super jacked about that. Yeah.
This lady in North Carolina was doing a report on people... what they're going to do during a snowstorm.
Get her the hat, too.
Oh, my gosh, you got to get her the hat, because that looks just like your jacket. Oh, my gosh, it really does. Anyway, they were really worried about a big snowstorm coming, and they were interviewing people on the street, and it's starting to go viral. So I want you guys to be able to tell everybody you heard it here first. Listen to the lady at the end of this.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Play it again, please.
She's going to get all fat and sassy.
Fat and sassy.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
How many teeth does she have?
Rosie, how would you describe your nether regions?
Well, hold on.
Just get all fat and sassy.
That sounds like the secretary from The Longest Yard.
It does, you're right.
Yeah.
It does.
Just get all fat and sassy.
When she's talking to whatever his name is, Adam Sandler.
Eat some spice.
Get all fat and sassy. Just get all fat and sassy.
How good does bread
eat
sound?
Some bread. Yeah.
Bread is good.
Eat some bread and desserts.
Yes, sir.
Would you?
Oh, sure. I mean, if she'd share a soup with me, I would, because I love soup.
Just red lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits right now. Oh. I'd pay... at least $100 for like a dozen of them.
That's aggressive.
Who
That's
cares?
Like
$10 a piece.
$40
or so.
Are there still red lobsters around?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Why don't you take your plane and fly there, Baloo?
Hey, we got to end the show early because Mike Zimmer's press conference is right at 9 o'clock. So
I'm sure people are real bummed.
Good luck against the Penguins, Jason. Keep this streak going. 4 straight for you. That's awesome. Nice win last night. 3-1 over Ottawa. Carly, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Can't wait.
Jason. Sounds good. Rosie will be back. Don't forget about that.
First of all, what did you just call her? And second of all, Jason.
Yes.
Next time you score a goal, would you please look at the camera and go, "That's for you, hockey."
I don't really know where the camera is.
It's not a movie.
Yeah. I can look at the one that's in the net, but okay, I don't know if they really show that
Please
view
do that.
Area.
Yeah, thank
but
you.
Will you do a Baloo celebration?
Everybody's going
to
think.
Point to the sky.
Nationally, they're not going to know who the hell you are, so they're going to say, "Did he just thank the sport of hockey?"
That's for you, hockey.
Thanks. Basketball. Jason Zucker, Carly Zucker, thank you for your time. Mike Zimmer next, Paul Allen next. Power Trip back tomorrow, 5:30 till 9. See you then.
To listen back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.